This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock on the dot. For once, we started right on time. We'll see how the rest of the 3 hours goes.
Shit show.
Yeah, could be. You never know. Hi, everybody. It's the show. It's Q-Talk America. I am Clayton McKee. This, as usual, aside Kat Carlson, Al Perkins, and Marnie Ryer will be here as soon as she gets here.
At her leisure.
We don't like to rush her.
No.
She doesn't like pressure.
She doesn't do well in the rush. No.
All the pressure and all that. Well, hi, kids. Guess what? It is the 14th day of April, 2015. This is show number 211. And I actually almost forgot about it, but Al brought it to my attention. This is the third year anniversary of this little dog and pony show we call The Show.
Yeah, sometime this week. It was like wow.
The 17th. Yeah. So Friday would actually make our 3 year.
Well, happy anniversary.
That means 100.
To you and to you too.
As a listener turned contributor turned shit show participant.
So we've done 148 shows total to date.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels like a lot.
Yeah, it is.
I feel like that's kind of a lot.
Well, it is compared to everybody else who ditched the network, so we're
everybody
just
else
moving
who had
on.
8 episodes.
Comparatively, yes.
And you could only stand to listen to about 4 of them before you hurt small children. There was a show or two that made me like just violently angry for how bad it was.
There was one that I liked. Fabulous show. Can't remember the name. Well, the political show.
Oh, the Agenda.
The Agenda. I like
that. Kathy Young and...
Rebecca Winninger.
Yes. Yeah, they were fun.
Well, actually,
yeah.
There were a few times that I thought you were actually, you would listen and you almost were going to drive down and chime in with them at the studio back where we used to be.
Yeah.
Because that, and clearly, I think when we were doing that, it was political season for 14. No, 12. Wait.
For 12, yeah.
12, for 12. Yeah, so.
They run up to and a little past the election.
Yeah. Which I've obviously, we have a lot of political things to talk about in this evening show because a lot happened in this past week.
Yeah, people just got the message about shit or get off the pot. And
yeah.
Getting off the pot seemed to be the thing to do.
Yeah.
It's very busy out there.
Upsetting 3-year-old children who wanted to run instead of Hillary, crying in bed about it, but they'll get over it. A little young to run. But hey, it's all
right.
Sure. But yes, here we are, kids. Welcome
to Cubans. Two Cubans and a woman.
What?
Karl Rove must be shitting his pants.
Although there's a lot of people out there, I think, right now, shitting their pants.
I feel like I'm waiting for the punchline there, though.
No.
Two Cubans and a granny walk into a bar. There's got to be a punchline there somewhere.
He's got to be thinking, if they'd only let me back on the Bush compound, I could get another president out of that family.
Motherfucker. No. That's one thing this world does not need.
Well, it doesn't need Karl Rove either.
No. But we certainly don't need another Bush
president. I mean, maybe for medical science and experimentation.
Mm-mm.
Even so, I think your results are going to be a little skewed. Yeah,
exactly.
You want to choose actual humans for those kind of experiments.
Answers may be skewed due to internal hate
right.
of others. And
a combustion.
Sure. Well, anywho, by the way, for those of you not in the Phoenix area, this is our last week we talked about Pride was coming up. Well, guess what?
Okay, Pride.
Came and went. And Kat and I suffered through almost all of it together.
We sure did. We had a wonderful time hanging out together.
Saturday was a challenge for us. We got through that. But you know, Sunday, we kicked off Sunday in a fantastic way.
Sunday was delightful. I'm excited for that to be a yearly
thing. Oh, I think it will be. Yeah. Because Katie and I always did it, but it was just more fun to have A, somebody else plan it, and B,
by plan it, you mean made a Facebook event.
Right.
Right. But I didn't have to.
Hey.
But you already work at the bar. I didn't have to reach out to anybody, do anything, say anything, blah, 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 blah.
I didn't either. I said, hey, Jeff, here's what I'm doing. And he looked at me and was like,
yeah.
Okay.
No?
No?
Did you lock the door?
Did somebody yell? Oh, I may have locked her out. Would you go check on her?
Yeah.
Hang on. I think we may have locked Marnie out of the house.
I feel like I hear something.
In an effort to keep her off the show permanently, we've just simply locked the doors. Of Studio C to keep her out.
I feel like that would be effective. I feel like...
Nah, she knows my phone number.
Well, she doesn't have a key, though.
No, I tried to limit the keys to...
Phones have silent.
My mom and Matt and...
Actual residents.
Well, some people, yes. Sure. They know where the hide key is. It doesn't make any difference. Mm-hmm. Anywho, well, hi, Marn.
Hi, Pumpkin.
Welcome in to the show. Don't know. But the Kat Carlson Memorial... Well, pre-parade party,
which is challenging to say, as it turns out.
It was easier to say half-loaded on Sunday morning at the thing. So that was a good time.
My favorite was the people that showed up were all into it. They're like, "Hey,
we're
so, across the memorial."
But how many people showed up and were surprised you were alive?
Actually, none, because I think everybody's kind of in on the joke now.
Okay,
because
good.
I've had to explain it so many times. I love that in just a short amount of time. Like, the sky's the limit, really. But in just 6 months, the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP franchise has gone from four lawn chairs behind a beer tasting tent.
Where most good ideas come from.
Yes.
That's an origin story that's similar.
Nearly pride sanctioned event.
Oh, God. You're going to go that far. Nearly pride sanctioned.
Well, sure. Because
it was nearly.
Nearly. Oh. I was near to pride and I was related to pride. I feel like they're going to get on board.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
All right.
It's my new mission in life to name the VIP experience the Cat Carlson Memorial VIP Lounge.
And your namesake, your name twin is about to jump into the presidential race too. It should be next Monday. Dr. Ben Carson.
Oh, Dr. Ben Carson?
Oh.
Yeah, he should be coming up this week or early next week.
What we need is many fucktards.
And I like when they're like, I have a big announcement to make. Is it that you're radioactive? Like, what is it you're going to tell us?
Surprise
you're
us pregnant. With something.
Right.
What are we going to be shocked about here?
I know.
You're an idiot?
There's a big announcement coming. Just wait and tell us. You know what I mean? Wait till it's a surprise then.
You know what I'm really excited about now then?
What?
Are the parody videos that I clearly have to make.
Right.
Being Dr. Ben Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
How you became gay in prison.
Right.
And black.
Yeah.
And black.
And they all start
and
with,
male.
You might know me as Dr. Ben Carlson on the hit podcast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The show with Clayton McKee. Yeah.
Sure.
I've got a big surprise announcement. I'm not the dumbass running for president.
The parody videos are going to be amazing. I can't.
You're going to be busy with your selfie stick.
I got a new phone, so they're going to be even
better.
Oh,
Christ. Yeah, they're higher quality.
I know.
Yeah. Ooh, it's pretty. Is that the new 6?
That's the new 6 Edge. It's the curvy one.
Oh, it does. It looks like a zero. It looks like an infinity pool or a zero edge pool.
Because here's what happened. My husband, Jason Carlton, the Lady Carlston, if you will.
Yes.
Went ahead when I worked with him.
Strangely appropriate.
Yeah, when I worked with him on Saturday, like, waved his new Galaxy 6 in front of me. I was like, look, I got a new phone. But then pretty boy from the Jack Dice next door was like, oh, well, you like that? Here, look at this. And showed me the Edge. And I was
Christian Smalley has the Edge?
I don't know. I don't know anybody's name.
Okay. Well, he was the prettiest of all of them.
Let's say it's him.
Sure.
With the good hair?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, whatever.
One of the pretty ones. They were all kind of pretty. I don't know.
No, you weren't looking real good.
I wasn't looking at anybody that close.
Hey, Bear and Anant and Anant.
But yeah, so they teased me with their fancy phones, so I got up yesterday afternoon and decided to go on quite the journey.
Now, you said that you had some letters to write to Verizon. You were not happy. So can you, in a brief half hour, tell us how what happened to you?
So here's what happened.
June this fucker. We can be here until tomorrow.
Oh, but it came back. I got up yesterday afternoon and decided, yes, it's time for a new phone. And I'm on that weird lease thing where you do like $30 a month to try and pay off the phone. And then when you're ready to upgrade, you just pay the difference and fuck it, you're done, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's called the never-ending billing cycle is what
right.
that is. Yeah.
Never-ending story.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I don't care because I legitimately have to have a new phone every year. In fact, it's been 11 months since I last upgraded my phone.
Okay.
Right.
So we're due.
So it's exactly. Leasing the phone is totally the good thing for me to do.
All right.
Like if I was a new car every year kind of a person.
Right. And
right.
I feel your pain. Cause
yes.
This is the longest I've kept a car. Like, I've only kept a car this long once before.
Right. So I decided it was new phone day, and a friend of mine is the manager for all the Samsung sales at Best Buy's, and so I was like, oh, well, I'll go give Best Buy a try. I usually just go to the Verizon store, but I'll go see Best Buy, and I toddle on down there, and, you know, I ask him about how much I would really owe, and we talked about the money, and I decided that was an okay thing, and I could do that. And I said, okay, let's do it. Give me the phone. I want a white one. I want the 32 gigabyte. I don't need extra gigabytes because I do everything on the cloud. Like, nothing ever lives on my phone. Everything's in Dropbox, and I stream all the music, and I don't need any storage.
All right.
So they were out of stock, and I was like, oh.
Of that one.
Of that one.
Of course. The one you want.
Well, because I'm being a cheap bitch, and I don't want to pay the extra $40.
Okay.
A.K.A. $3 a month.
Oh.
Right. I'm being that cheap of a bitch.
So I was like, told there'd be no math, but
right.
All right.
So I'm like, okay, well, I'll go check out some other places. Like, they have the 64 gigabytes in Best Buy in the color that I want. They have that. But I'm being a cheap bitch, and I'm saving $4 a month. So I go trundle my happy ass across the street, and I go into the mall. I go into the Verizon dealer over
kiosk
there.
Thing.
Whatever, yeah. Right. Those
what
people.
Have you.
Right. They're completely out of stock, but he can order it and get it for me for tomorrow. And I'm like, oh. Tomorrow's a long way away.
Today is the day.
Right. Why don't I?
No day but today.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wow. We're quoting Rent. Well,
why don't
a musical I don't even like. I'm quoting it for you.
Why don't I just waddle my happy ass 2 blocks down to an actual Verizon store?
Oh, see what happens there.
Sure, see what happens there. Yeah. They sometimes maybe might have more stock.
Sure.
Okay, sure. So then I go down there, and they're very nice, but no, they're completely out of stock. No edges there either. I'm like, oh. And the very nice salesman, he says to me, like, you know, like someone in customer service and sales might, he says, you know what? Would you like me to check and see if any nearby stores have one? I can have them set one aside for you.
Nice.
So far, I've had a fairly pleasant, like, unsuccessful, but...
At this point, now, were you walking all these places, you said?
No, God, no.
Okay, so you were driving, so you spent the money in gas that
yeah,
you
this
were...
This story does take place in Phoenix.
Because I like that. I just wanted to make sure.
This story takes place, I like though. That. I swear to God, this story takes place in, like, a 1 square mile...
Paradise Valley area. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm at the Paradise Valley Mall.
Got it.
So I'm at the Best Buy. Yep. I go literally across the street, and then...
By car.
Yeah. Because I'm not walking anywhere.
Yeah, I get it.
No, I've just put all my miles on at Pride. I'm tired.
Yeah, girls got to go.
I need a nap. By the time I'm at the second store, I'm like, bitch, I need a nap. Do you have a couch?
Right?
She is a self...
Can you get one for me?
Self-diagnosed narcoleptic.
See, this is true. And I play a doctor on an internet podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Oh. So, the very nice man at Verizon, he finds one at the other Verizon store in Scottsdale. I'm like, oh, I know where that is. I can go there.
Sure.
So I go on up there.
Oh, I see. This is where the point of the story is getting turned.
This is where
the
tide turns. All right. Sad. So I've long...
I wish I had some minor chord music to play for you right now. Go ahead.
This is by far... First of all, this store is in the most expensive zip code in the entire valley. Yeah. Like, all of the rich people in Scottsdale live in this area.
So are you up by Kierland now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm at the Promenade.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the most expensive zip code. And I walk in, and they do the whole take your name thing. The first Verizon store, like, 2 minutes, I've got a guy helping me out.
Right.
This one, they're like, oh, well, there's a couple of people like you. I'm like, it's all right. I can wait. I'll browse around. Whatever. 45 minutes later.
Oh.
Yeah. On a Monday afternoon. Now, mind you, it's Monday afternoon. If I go in there like Saturday afternoon.
You're going to expect that.
I'm waiting 100 years.
Yeah. Sure.
Monday afternoon. Yeah. So long, long wait. So now I've been to 4 stores and I'm irritated. And then they send the 10-year-old over. Which is okay. Like, young people need to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand. But this poor, just mushmouth, wishy-washy little boy just could not be bothered to say a yes or a no to me. He couldn't be bothered to answer a question. He asked his manager 3 times for things. And then, you know, you do the whole phone trade-in thing. And so clearly there's a couple of scratches on my phone. And I'm like, well, is this going to, like, trade in? Is this not going to happen? And he goes and he asks the manager. And the manager's like, well, you know, the manager tells him whatever. And he comes back. And this is the point where I just lost it. I'm like, okay, so is it a thing or not? And he goes, well... It's really up to you, but my manager said that it wouldn't be a good idea to turn it in this condition and blah, blah, blah. And just starts like mumbling this apologetic.
At any time were you called sir?
Repeatedly. Repeatedly. Which I don't even mind.
No, okay, that's not the problem.
That's not the problem. The problem is just the lack of knowledge and information of these people of a very basic thing. Like, I know more than he does. About a phone that I decided, at this point, 3 hours ago.
Right. I could not live without. Yeah.
So he came back and just wished you well. And it's not the first bad experience that I've had at this store. So he came back and gave me the mumble shit. And I, like, snatched my phone out of his hand. I was like, I'm out of here. Fuck you. And I went down to Best Buy and I had a very nice person help me. And I got a higher gigabyte phone because I was goddamn it going to have the phone that day. Because
now you spent $40 on gas.
Right. Yeah.
So your $3 a month is now paid all at once.
Because I'm driving a van.
Okay.
At your local Chevron.
And if you would have played your game right, you know you could have figured out a way to Uber yourself between points and make money while you were doing it.
Damn it.
No, that doesn't. No.
Yeah, I'm looking for someone who needs a ride to Best Buy.
As it
and wants to pay me to drive.
Right, because then you pick up the asshole that's going out to the Mesa airport, and you're like, oh, motherfucker.
Could have been a 32 gig out there by Mesa.
I'm pretty sure
you're in Mesa.
In other news, I'm pretty sure I'm done driving Uber because the last couple of times I've turned it on, it has so not been worth what was happening, like
I took Uber to Apollo's last night, and I always make chit-chat with the drivers, you know, like you do. Because I'm nice. Uh-huh. This guy...
Nice.
I am. I'm a charming, wonderful person. Ask my mother.
Die?
Or she'll tell you in the chat room.
Yeah, we got one vote.
Hey. We can't ask your mom.
That's true. She would have gone with...
He can make a good gin rummy. It's about
I'm pretty sure that's what my mother has to say about me, too.
I asked the guy, and he said that a friend of his actually works. He drives a little 7 days a week and makes $1,500 a week.
I don't know what the fuck he's doing, because the last time I tried, I went like 30 miles for $13.
Oh.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me? And this drunk asshole's hitting on me the whole time? Mm-mm. Because first of all, no.
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 But I'm like, wow, if you can just drive around, he make that much. And the guy said that he works a little 5 days a week, and he makes about $700 a week.
I think he's lying.
Why? I don't know.
Or he's relying on surge and working all the bar shifts, which I can't work.
Oh, okay, because you're in the bar.
Because I'm, right.
Oddly.
Right,
oh.
You're surging.
Working in the bar.
Well, that would make a difference then.
It could, because those surge prices are getting huge. God love her. Sharon took an Uber a couple of weeks ago, and I saw the thing, and I was like, $80 fucking? You couldn't wait 10 minutes for the surge to go down? Because, yeah.
Oh.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah, they get 1.5 times or 2 times the rate for that, depending.
But she went ahead and accepted 4 times the rate.
Four.
Like, what the fuck?
Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle.
Wow, she's made of money.
Wow.
I don't know whose, because it ain't mine.
Get me in on
and
that.
And it ain't hers.
You know, get me in on that, Will, but she just spent it on Uber, so.
Now that she's got that cast off, she's a lot more mobile. It's costing you a lot more money.
It sure the fuck is. Good Lord.
Holy crap.
That's why I'm picking up all the extra shifts. I worked all day today.
For $80, my ass should be in Tucson.
For real.
And then immediately back for another $80.
Right.
It's a round trip.
Because not worth staying there for much longer.
Anything else do you want to update us on? Or do you want to talk about Pride later? What are we doing?
We could do Pride later. Okay. You want to do like a whole Pride section?
Well, we could. We can discuss. Sure. There was dirt and dust and people sang. Marnie Ryer, I heard that they called you. You claimed that they called your name from the stage. They were chanting your name.
They were.
They were not.
No, I believe that they were.
Because I was standing adjacent
to
the stage.
They were chanting, Marnie, Marnie.
Yeah.
And I heard somebody yell out, you know, big fat girl. So it's all the same. So I knew it was me. Who do you think it was?
Carne Asada. Or what's her name?
Oh, Carne Wilson.
Carne Wilson, yes.
Wilson.
The one who was on stage singing.
Oh, I missed that part.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Funny. What was the fucking tiara on her head? Was it her birthday?
It looked like a penis.
Was it her birthday?
I don't believe so, but it sure looked like phallic.
I didn't get that close.
Oh, it was real easy to see. It was very phallic. Close. No, but it was, that was just very funny. All of a sudden, I'm like, listen, they're all chanting my name.
Yeah.
It was so nice. Welcoming.
While Aaron's
I like
pissed.
That you don't even know your name anymore.
Yeah. No, I don't. I walked up
You'll
to get
You'll accept
a,
anything that sounds kind of like
close.
It.
I walked up to get a cocktail in the VIP lounge, and this one looks at me and goes, hello, Margaret. How are you? I'm well. Thank
like
you.
Like the VIP that you are.
Yeah, see?
Yes, I'm well. Thank you.
We know all your
all
pseudonyms.
My surnames.
Aliases.
Aliases. Mm-hmm.
You alii.
All right, so how were they?
You know, I had a very good time.
Did you get to meet them?
Not completely, but it was wonderful. The attempts made by my thanks to you, to Natalie, whom I finally met.
Okay, good, good.
To Katie June, who was just so sweet on the phone.
She was all about it too. Yeah, we talked about it at the Cat Carlson Memorial pre-parade party.
And you're so adorable. And to Matt, and a shout out to Matt Little, happy birthday.
Today,
it was
lovely.
And Cosette was just a big part of it as far as like getting me it, because I didn't know what I was supposed to, like, am I supposed to be a certain place? Am I fucking this up? And to you, sir, the other thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But, you know, am I fucking
if
it
I
up?
Could,
am
if I
not...
kept them away from me, I don't care how it was going to happen.
I
was throwing anybody under that bus.
It was just one of those things where, you know, you have different people. So I'm like, am I in the right place? Are we doing the right thing? And I probably fucked it up. But at the end, we ran out. Natalie was so cute. She's like, you're going to have your best chance of going around this way. And I'm like, which way? That's all I said. She goes, come on. And she started running. Like,
she's
just
very
sprinting.
High energy. Yeah.
Totally. So we sprint around the corner.
She's a good match for Katie June.
Oh,
because they're
can
besties.
See
yeah.
That.
Can you see the two of them together?
Absolutely. Yeah. I can see that. So we get around the corner, and there the Wilson Phillips is coming walking out. We're going to take the. I'm so excited. This is the big chance. And the manager for them was like, no, one picture. And they roll up this gal who was, I mean, darling, and this is absolutely out of line, and we're going to lose everybody for me even saying this. But it rolled up in a wheelchair. And she took a picture with
just back from Disneyland.
And it was phenomenal. Like, it was very cool. Aaron looks at me and goes, next year I'm bringing a chair. Yeah. And I thought, coming from her, I burst out laughing. And I thought that was pretty
it's
good.
Legit.
But, yeah. But, and I looked up and I said, Carney, they were chanting my name. And she's like, "What's your name, honey?" And I said, "Marnie." I thought they were chanting her name. She just started laughing.
Oh, there you go. That's close enough.
So, yeah, it was very close. We were right there. I just couldn't get Aaron to flip around to get into a picture.
But we can Photoshop that shit.
You know what you needed?
Yes.
No, here's what you needed, because people lose their mind. Yeah. You needed a selfie stick.
I actually have
anybody
one
in the
home.
World that will stop what the fuck they're yeah. doing for a selfie. No.
Hashtag selfie stick.
I'm pretty sure I'd walk right by that.
I'm pretty sure I don't want a picture with you anyway. Carry on, sir or ma'am.
Carry on, however you self-identify.
You got your fucking money's worth out of that selfie stick on Sunday. I'll tell you what.
Fantastic.
You did.
Fantastic. Yes.
But you two had a great time. No animals were harmed.
No animals were harmed in the making of that. Carney may have tripped, but I don't know about that. But otherwise, it was very fun. Mom celebrated 21 years of sobriety yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very good. Very nice. Congratulations.
So, for her, it was fantastic. So I gave her birthday cards like she's 21, and I made her a water martini with a lemon twist.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, so it was lovely. And she's like, "Do you know how many people in AA would have a real fucking problem with this?" Because, you know, the whole kind of
association.
I was going to say, I feel like the water martini, maybe not so appropriate.
Oh my God, it's totally appropriate. All right.
For her.
For mom, sure. It's absolutely not a problem.
Please do
mom.
Not try this at home.
Right.
Please don't celebrate with
your in recovery
yeah.
mother.
Your,
right.
Yeah. Mom, yeah. Right. Mom can handle it.
Please
real
test the water and see a psychologist, yes. psychiatrist, or however yourself identify first.
So she had a Daitini, and it was just lovely. So, yeah. It's been a very long week, but a good week, and Pride was fun. And so
all behind us.
Yes, I'm glad that this last week and a half is behind us.
I sent a text message on Saturday night to Al, because he was out and about doing some other things, and I sent a text that said, "I held on for one more day."
Yeah.
Just so you know.
I sent him something either later that night or the next day, something that said, "You would have been itching." Because he would have gotten the hives for as close as we were.
Oh, that would have never happened. There's no train events are going to lead me closer to Wilson Phillips.
Thanks, Barry. Yeah. So it was very, very funny.
And now, because they don't have enough of their own things to sing along with the track to, they sang multiple songs that their parents had made popular.
Yes.
Well, they've been robbing that grave for a long time.
Sure.
I mean, they do California Dreaming.
Yes.
Yep.
Which Beach Boys song did they rape or pillage?
Couldn't tell you.
I honestly don't remember.
Couldn't tell.
I don't remember.
I was enjoying the first.
I want to say they usually do Good Vibration. No.
No, they didn't do that.
They do one of the big harmony.
I just know Wendy.
Was it Kokomo? Because that's what
no, Jesus God, Christ.
I know. I just
I would have
that
left.
Would be the only thing worse than Wilson Phillips is the song Kokomo.
Because Wilson Phillips singing Kokomo.
I just know that think I kept seeing Aaron kind of go like this whenever Wendy would sing. She's the maybe the one that has less talent than the others.
Wow, that's a low bar. Holy shit.
She kept like flinching, like, "Oh my God."
That's a limbo dance.
I was gonna say that was the limbo line.
Way down here.
How low can you go?
I was trying to think, like, what other act do I despise with so much fire and passion in my soul? And I think REO Speedwagon is the only one that comes close.
Okay.
And it's all based on having to listen to them. Like in the eighth grade, REO Speedwagon was
all the
biggest band in the world. And if I had listened about that, all coiled up in the grass, all coiled up and hissing, whatever that line is from that stupid fucking song, I wanted to go find them and murder them. Like seriously hunt them down. Like they were like She's Fresh, Exciting, Cool in the Gang kind of bad songs.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Like,
She's Fresh.
I'm going to keep on loving you.
Exciting.
I'm not. It's so exciting to me. I'm always like, how did you get from Jungle Boogie to this national nightmare? Like, how did we...
National nightmare.
How does a career go that far down the drain?
Well,
that Jungle Boogie leads to She's Fresh, Exciting. Does that mean she douched recently? Like, what is
maybe
her metaphor
they use
here?
That for the walk on the beach.
What is the metaphor here?
But yes, thank you to everybody who kind of lent a hand in us attempting to meet them. And Thursday we'll celebrate 4 years together.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah.
You've been together a year longer than this show's even been around.
Correct.
Wow.
Well, it's a good thing we have your own separate bottle of champagne, then.
Well, thanks. I also brought something else.
Well, I figured you would have brought something.
Oh.
That's why I messaged you today, because I didn't know. Unless you didn't even see the message and didn't.
Yeah.
There's all that.
Don't. She didn't come in with luggage, so I don't know what it is.
Is it moonshine?
It could be out in the...
You know, that was about the first episode I ever heard, and I about died.
Fuck. We all about died.
Yeah.
All of us about died.
That was very, very hard.
That was tough to listen to.
Really? Uh-oh.
What the same homemade moonshine that we had.
All right, we're doing it.
It was brown?
It's apple pie.
What the fuck?
It's all innocent until you smell that shit. Because I will say, in Clayton's defense, he resisted the longest. It kept passing him by going, no, I'm not doing it. Yeah. And then he smelled it and he's like, well, maybe a glass. And then trying to watch him ride his bike down Osborne Road was one of the great pleasures of my life.
In case we just want to have little sips, I have our little...
Oh, good, because do it in shot form.
And then I said sip.
I have
kicked those back.
We have bigger solo cups too if we need them.
I know. So look at that.
How did you?
This is the homemade from
from Pennsylynia, right?
That's right.
Right from Pennsylynia.
And
so I think I said all these things to my rehab counselor.
It's the same thing that we had. Same thing we had 3 years ago.
Okay. And when did you order this?
I always pictured it to be clear.
I did not know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. There is a...
Well, I was only a listener.
There is clear.
Yeah, we did.
Back before there was video.
Yeah, that's right.
I found...
If there was video of that, I'd be blowing up the wherever it was held. No, I'd be taking the next shuttle to the cloud and getting it out of there.
This,
God, a show you'd have to dig way deep to find. It's still on there.
I got it about a month and a half ago, I think, and was like, and it will stay. So I've kept it. It's
God, you plan ahead very well. I don't do that well.
Well, when I knew that they had it, I was like, ding.
Guess what? We need some.
Yes.
Okay, so, carry over, Cary Grant, Al Perkins.
Well, I knew I wasn't going to say I know I was not going to be in the same square mileage as the Wilson Phillips, so I had made other plans with some friends to go to dinner, and we went to the Gladly, and I have
so
that is spectacular. That is like get on planes, get there, whatever plane strains and automobiles.
I don't care how you get here.
I
just
don't
get here.
If you get here like an Arab man, whatever that might mean, whatever that metaphor means. Speaking of terrible lyrics,
yeah, I hate that.
Alita Adams though, love her.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, it's a great song. It's right up until they like you know, cross the desert like an Arab man. How about just anybody? I think it's the same way.
Camel maybe?
Yeah. is the Scarvery somewhere? Yeah. Like but anyways, food was delicious. It was the girls I went to Temecula with last summer, and we had the best time, the best wine, the food was incredible, laughed our asses off again, slightly less drunk than we were in Temecula at dinner, so we didn't have to be seated at a table outside by ourselves. When the lady's like, this is just the last table we haven't brought in yet, we're like, trust us, you want us outside away from your good, kind people
kind
indoors.
Paying customers.
Because we are fucked up. I didn't tell her we were fucked up. I'm like, we're just a little louder than you're
this
used to.
This is smart to be out here.
So that was good. And then my plan was to go home and go right to bed, but we finished off with dessert and espresso. Mm-hmm. So I was wide awake until
clearly didn't sleep
the Cat
all.
Carlson Memorial pre-parade party
right.
started. So I went to bed. Sadly, I went to bed at 7:45. But the plan was to go home, go to bed, make it for that, and then
go play
when the parade
for a little while.
Started. Yeah, go to work, because I ended up picking up a shift in East, who gives a fuck. At the
I was very surprised that you
at
had
the
done
Banner
that.
Hilton, I'll call it, because that was that was one modern ass fucking hospital. Holy crap!
Yeah.
Oh, everything was just brand spanking new.
Because he's used to working in 1963 or whatever year.
Oh, it went up in the 80s. Settle down.
Oh, well, I don't know what year. I don't follow.
The towers went up in the 80s sometime.
I don't
like
remember.
87 or something like that. But all new and only a few floors, and we learned things through the course of the. As I'm sure the people there were like, okay, stop with the questions, because I'm like, you know, where? What's this? What's this? Where's the cafeteria? Where's the ICU? Why are there no doctors here? Like, I work at a teaching hospital where there's doctors constantly,
all the time.
Yep. Like, there's just someone around. I'm like, okay, I went 12 hours without seeing a doctor.
Oh, that's interesting.
They right. Skype them in. Is that what
yeah,
they do?
Yeah, right? They literally do. They have electronic ICU.
I wasn't joking.
Turn your TV to channel 4. Mm-hmm.
The doctor will see you now.
They camera in and can see everything. Yes, it's very high tech. So that it was fun, and then then it's just the same. It's my goal is being
I have Skype. Like, I really could be a doctor.
See,
oh!
You could.
And sometimes they're from Jerusalem. Like
sure.
One of our doctors at our hospital is like telephoning in from Jerusalem.
Look out!
And he always makes sure to tell you that.
Huh?
He's like, live from Jerusalem. I'm a doctor.
Curtains open and screams.
How does he know? How do you know? Is he wailing?
No, he says I'm.
Is he wailing?
Oh, yeah, like a wailing wall.
Stop it.
It's one of her puns. I try not to encourage them.
I know.
So then it's just the same thing. Like
any time
that I have free time, it's at the gym. Like we're getting it done.
We're going. I like it. I'm proud of you.
I got a straight wedding and a gay wedding to get to, so and clothes to wear.
Very good.
And we are not investing in this weight.
heard you're investing time in getting rid of it because you're not investing in a new suit.
Yes. Right, I am not investing in this weight.
Nope. There you go.
So it was a very interesting weekend and a lot of fun and, you know, just playing somewhere else with people, and they were very nice to me, and I'm like,
well, that's fun.
And I don't care who you are, you could not have asked for better weather in this Valley of the Sun for the weekend. It was gorgeous.
And even their second floor was somehow higher than our second floor, or they don't have like another building right next door like we do. So it was it was a lovely view of the east.
Of the Hilton in Mesa.
Valley that I absolutely, that is a part of town I do not ever need to see again. Like, as long as I live, I don't ever need to go back to that corner of the world.
I understand.
I kind of feel that. I was just talking about that. I kind of feel that way about the East Valley, too. I'm like, I lived out there when we first moved here, and I'm like, I don't know why.
Once you get to that Eastern Tempe border, I don't really care what you're doing.
No, sure, don't need to.
You're not selling anything that I need.
No. Nope.
Past the 101, you're in the 60. Okay.
Except that is where, out by Santan, where I got the moonshine. Mm. So maybe once in
and
a while.
And then Arizona Brewing, the Wilderness Brewing Company
was okay. I
still feel like
UPS would come this way.
I know, but I didn't want them to handle it. They don't approve of liquids.
Only if they know about it. If you just pack it in a bunch of peanuts and seal it really good, it'll be fine.
That's a good point.
Oh, and Laura's here.
I may or may not have shipped beer that way before.
Yes, and Laura, you are. I am so sorry I have not been there yet.
Oh, such a good restaurant. Oh, it's so amazing.
We'll have to make a day trip or something and go up.
I just think we should. That'd be fun. Really, I've done that. I did that for her birthday. I went up there for a day trip and came back. And
well, now that I no longer work Friday night and Saturday night, it kind of frees me up that we could take a Saturday and roll up. I mean, you work often.
Yeah.
But maybe take a Saturday, roll up, see her.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be lovely.
Yeah, we'll see.
How do you feel about Sundays?
Also doable.
I'm much more available on a Sunday.
Me too.
Also doable. Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah. Sundays are really my day to shine because of God.
Or something.
Jesus.
Whatever. Yes.
No, mutual respect. We steer clear of each other.
We both say similar things.
I feel like that's solid.
Plausible. Plausible.
I like it.
Got it.
I like it.
Routing out the evil four. It was Pride weekend.
So clearly you sat around just twiddling your thumbs the whole weekend.
We attempted
nothing. This one just sitting on a case of beer all weekend.
Yeah, nothing. Handing out to people in snow cone trailers is what I was doing.
Yeah.
Do you like to sell some beer without a license? Come on.
No,
so it's Friday attempted setup for Pride, and then we tried to get it all done on Saturday. And here's to your phone being a hot spot for, you know, you can make Wi-Fi miracles happen. We ran the entire point of sale.
All of Saturday
off of my phone.
Yeah.
Because the three computers, their network wouldn't come up, and we couldn't pull off the magical changeover because they got inundated by 25 and 30 people deep in a line at the bar.
Hundreds.
Not kidding you.
Not kidding.
Couldn't cut it over. Couldn't do it. Left it on. Got on the phone. It literally ran Wi-Fi on my phone all day long.
Mm-hmm.
So a little latency in there, but it pulled it off. It worked, and they cranked as what they could.
All the way up until the power went out. Yep.
Oh, the power goes out. Yeah. Literally, they gave last call, and then almost as if magic.
God was listening.
A generator bought it and took half the park out.
Wow.
Really. Yeah. So they got through that the next day.
Good fun.
We got up, did the parade pre-stuff, had a great time, and it was so much fun. Looking at the pictures of you and Jonathan.
Oh my God, we had so much fun.
You did. You had way more fun than Katie and I do.
We basically just held up and ran around in the parade.
Literally in the vehicles.
Oh yeah.
He was in the double-decker buses. Oh my God.
I climbed in the truck with like the Phoenix Mercury mascot. I climbed in the car with the Echo Horrors. I climbed
the Echo Horrors. They're so happy to be called that.
I climbed four different convertibles and took all kinds of pictures. And
you guys had a great time.
Yep.
As did Katie and I. Now, what I did not know, why I didn't already suspect this, but I kept thinking as we were going along in the parade, which was 2 hours long.
Sure.
Katie and I, reading our scripts as we do, moving along, everything, and I kept thinking, God, Katie is, she's just getting a little more loose than normal with the parade. I'm like, she's saying phrases like, you bitches, a lot during the parade. I'm like, well, there's kids. Yeah. And
I had
three Bloody Marys at the pre-parade thing.
Cat Carlson Memorial parade party.
I have never drank at the parade. I just don't. I said everything.
Because it's fucking hot out there. Well, I thought about it and then just couldn't.
I didn't pay attention to the fact that the big Cooley cup that Marnie was giving Katie was not water. And I realized this only after the parade that Katie was loaded.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got through the parade. It was a good time.
That was hysterical. When Katie looked up and the fertility, it's my favorite fucking moment. The fertility people go by and she's like, now I didn't use this particular fertility for my partner and I to have our daughter. But they're wonderful. And she's like hanging out with the doctor. And then Planned Parenthood comes by and she says,
oh, God.
Now, I use them for fertility, or I didn't use them for fertility, but I did use them for a time in my life that I wasn't ready. And I was laughing so hard because she turned around and looked at me and she goes,
this is how you gotta sell this to me.
I thought I was bad for putting my foot in it with the Mormons. No.
It was hysterical.
Well, I thought I had put my foot in it when the whole group went by, and I'm
the
like,
Katie Tune Memorial Fertility Parade.
when the Mormons for gays or whatever the hell they were called walked by, I'm like, I'm a little disappointed, people. Where the hell are your bikes? And the one guy turns and looks at me and he comes, I'm like, come on, you need two guys with backpacks and bikes circling your group. You got it. You're done.
Oh, it was hysterical.
But the segues that Katie was making were far more brutal. Because I would do things like, you know, like Bank of America was coming. Like I read my script and I know where they were. I back-timed them in my head. So I'd say, hey, use them every day in business. I made a deposit on an ATM this morning. Ladies and gentlemen, Bank of America.
I would do segues
like this. Oh, no. She's doing knocked up fertility questions. If you didn't want a kid, you go with these people.
I mean, yelling, it's all about choice, girls. It's all about choice, people.
And then one of the groups, she knew one of the women and ran out and hugged her in the parade.
Totally. Yeah.
Oh, see, that was me and Jonathan's whole shtick. We were out there with everybody. We were hugging people and kissing people. We were in the middle.
Fantastic.
Like, fuck that little stage thing that they put up there. Because, first of all, they fenced us away from, like, the people. And we
seems safe.
No, I feel like there should be people closer.
Fun.
And I tried. I really did. I tried to go, like, up and down the street because there was shade in front of the stage thing that they had set up. So I'm like, well, we need a fucking audience over here. Let's get some people out of the sun. We'll put them in the shade.
A live studio audience.
Right, a live studio audience.
Come on down.
Right, because otherwise it's just me and Jonathan trying to do this show. And the very specific and apparently listening to their instructions Pride volunteers that were with us were like, you can't do that. So then I just started sneaking them in like three at a time. Like,
well, now
here,
that so since this is just year one or two for you.
This is the first time
this
I've
is
done
year
a parade.
One. Okay, so
year two for VIP, year one for parade.
Okay, so you'll have more clout next year for the parade.
Right.
So when you,
because I already just walk into the park saying VIP, and nobody stops.
So what you'll do just what I do. Like, and there was, oh my God, one of the years, somebody who I won't mention because people get feelings hurt, but she ran, and Marnie will know when I tell the story. She ran our little judges area tent thing, and she was trying to be on Milton. I'm like, let me tell you something. I've done this 7 years.
Right.
My mother's going to sit where the fuck I want my mother to sit.
Where I put her. That's
and
my
I'm going to cut
right.
through this little fence you've got here, and I'm going to be in the street for the parade. That's how this is going to roll.
Yeah.
And if anybody has a problem with it, you tell them to come see me because you're not telling me how I'm running my stage.
Right.
That, we never had another problem, and she's never worked again at that parade.
Yeah.
Worked out real well.
Yeah.
Good.
But anyway, so next year you have more clout. So you'll be like, here's how this is going to work.
Well, this year it was like a look and see how it goes.
Right. And I appreciate that. As a newcomer, you have to start somewhere. But next year.
You got to sit back and see what's going on before you can really fuck it all up and make
a lot of
changes.
They need a Cat Carlson Memorial ass whooping is what they're going to need at your stage.
I feel like my stage needs like bleachers.
And I think that would be cute.
I think it'd be adorable. Wouldn't
have a little setup on that. Yeah. I think that'd be kind of cute.
It'd be adorable.
And how was, because I didn't hear any of it, how was the interaction between you and Jonathan, who had never worked together before?
Hilarious.
Good.
Do I know Jonathan?
Jonathan.
You know what? I kind of felt the same way.
You do.
I'm
not good with those.
He's been super involved in Pride and the community for a long time.
Dark hair, tall. No.
Have you been on social media in the last 3 days?
No, not really.
Fair enough. I'll show you a picture.
I'll go look.
Yeah, go to my Facebook because he's the really, really wired boy with the mouth wide open in some of my pictures.
Okay.
Yeah, because every picture he took was like, wow. Because he
that's
showed
how
up.
Natalie takes pictures, and that's very funny.
That's true. He showed up to the Cat Carlson Memorial pre-parade party,
mm-hmm.
and announced that he'd had three monsters already this morning.
He was wired.
He was so wired. So bouncing around and off the walls, and he has like this whole, he was doing the Molly Shannon like stretch and kick thing.
He was.
And oh my God.
He was Sally O'Malley. He was. He likes to stretch, he likes to kick.
And at some point, the stretching and the kicking got leg warmers, got like stripey colored leg warmers.
Oh my
like
God.
Before the parade even started, the vendor people were trundling by, and I said something about, you know, it's not a parade without a feather boa, and somebody walks up behind me and like drapes a feather boa over my shoulders.
Funny.
I know.
Funny stuff.
I was like, well, that's handy. Look
Thank
how that
you.
Happened.
It was.
You know, the super, it really was so fun to see Katie. Like, I can't even tell you that just seeing Katie and listening to her, she was hysterical. And it was just such a joy to see her having that much fun with you. I mean, it's just always so much fun.
It always works so well.
Yeah. But truly, when Greg Stanton came around, I mean, Mayor Stanton, I just have the utmost of respect for. Mm-hmm. And so that was a really cool moment.
I got him with my selfie stick.
Oh, I saw that. That was a good shot. That's
great.
It was a good shot.
That's great.
You shouldn't hit the mayor. His
detail didn't arrest me.
I got a hug and kiss.
Did you?
I sure did.
Oh, that's good. He turned around and came back when he saw the selfie stick.
Because
people
awesome.
Lose
people
their
do,
motherfucking
right.
mind with the selfie stick. I
should have brought
I have to carry that to every event that I ever go to.
It
because
was.
People really do. They like crowd around and they get really excited about
the
selfie
that's
stick.
Exactly who I thought Jonathan was.
Very, very funny stuff.
Yeah,
Jonathan Barr.
No, but that
from
was very
Lawrence,
very
Kansas, Midwestern boy as
very
well.
Good.
So we bonded a little bit on that. Yes. Al just popped a cork on a bottle of champagne. So toasting
the anniversary,
our 3 years.
Thank you for all listening for however long this shit show's been going on.
However long, Kat, and if you're lucky, just like Kat,
stretch and kick.
You can start. You can start as a listener
is
and work your way up to a cast member.
Just worked my way
happy
on it.
Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, I like that.
Well, Jenny, it just happens to be on a Friday the 17th, April 17th, 2012, is when we first started our show. It was show number 63. We've done 148 shows. This included, since we began, and here we are.
And Annette said it succinctly and said, yes, Jenny, yes, it is the anniversary show.
Very good. I'm glad to have Annette.
The short answer was yes.
Yes.
Well, I like the long answer.
I like it as well.
All right, kids, we're coming back. Annette. Headlines are coming at you right after this. Don't go away.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
30 seconds of jelly jiggling fun. This is your 30-second dance break.
Is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network.
Okie doke, hokey poke, here we go with some headlines. Real, made up, you figured out, we're just as good as Fox News. And doggone it, people like us. Oh, pink for weeks.
Kiss my emoji.
Too sexy for this plate.
Facebook divorce.
Water bottling? Oh, nothing to see here.
Penile arousal testing.
Grilled cheese and good loving.
We like North Dakota coffee shops.
And inner office talk. What it really means if you're listening well. These and more things coming at you right now in the headline section of Q Talk America on a Tuesday night.
Happy birthday, Nope.
Oh, Bag of Nope's birthday?
Oh, it's not for two
days. Oh, for 2 days. Got
2 days.
Hey.
Well, if you're listening to the show on Thursday, the 16th of April, it's...
Exactly.
It's Nope's
Turn
birthday.
It back on then. Happy birthday to Nope.
Oh, well, some of you may have already seen this story in the news because it's a few days old, but I thought it was worth bringing up because I thought it was a cool story in light of so many different things in regards to local police forces is getting bad raps for a lot of crazy crap that's gone down. Toronto police officer Luke Watson got a striking makeover in an effort to take a stand against homophobia and anti-gay discrimination. In honor of the Canadian International Day of Pink, Watson dyed his hair a fiery fuchsia, while colleague Ryan Wilmer captured the transformation on social media. Watson showed off his new do when he and Wilmer visited area schools on April 8th. And it isn't just a quick and temporary style shift either. As the New York Daily News reported, Watson vowed to keep the colorful coif an additional week for every 1,000 retweets of the picture received on Twitter, with an additional day added for each 100 tweets. Now, at the time of the story, when it was first published, the photograph had received over 2,500 retweets. So he's going to have that pink hair for quite a while. Now, this program was actually launched by two straight high school students in Nova Scotia. The International Day of Pink is aimed at celebrating diversity and raising awareness to stop homophobia, transphobia. I'm going to screw this word up. Transmisogyny?
Misogyny.
Mm-hmm. Dislike of women.
And all forms of bullying, according to its official website. Quote, the Day of Pink is more than just a symbol of shared belief in celebrating diversity. It's also a commitment to being open-minded, accepting differences, and learning to respect each other, officials wrote on the website. Really good-looking guy. He literally walked in. I guess his partner had put on social media that if the picture of the cop got more than 100, however many retweets, he was going to wear his hair pink. And the guy was on his way to work, didn't know anything about it, had like 500 retweets by the time it was posted when he got to work. They sprayed his hair pink with that spray and hair color. And he went all over the place, did news interviews, went to schools. And the whole thing was started because two guys saw some other gay kid getting bullied at school. And they decided to all wear pink in allegiance with the kid. And that's where they started the Canadian Day of Pink.
Just another reason to like Toronto.
Never
formerly
been.
Known as, formerly known as Toronto the Good, but they've come a long way, baby.
That's fantastic.
But which I never saw, because whenever I was there, it was Toronto the Misbehaved. So I did not understand the...
Early 80s were a different time.
Toronto the Good.
The social conservatism that was always supposedly on display in Toronto, that they were the uptight, Orange County of...
Watertight as a frog's ass.
Yeah, Canada. Exactly, of Canada.
The Canadian.
I mean, that's where the stripper dips down and puts his dick in your drink and stirs it that way. You know
home
what I mean?
Of the crack smoking mayor of Toronto.
Well, so now,
but tell
now,
me if you were just doing a big business reference. Is a frog's ass
get watertight?
What?
Get back. You just get back.
I know. I don't have the jewelry on. That's from Big Business.
Oh, my God.
Is a frog's ass watertight?
Now, I've known that phrase for a long time because I'm from Missouri.
Yes, that's fantastic. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's all I know it from.
Oh, wow. Really?
We're going to have to watch that.
You got to branch out. You got to learn more. Cause
No. You need to watch Big Business.
There's a bear shit in the woods. No offense, bear, in the chat room.
Well, he went to work.
And he may be an avid camper. You don't know.
Give me a shovel. Dig a hole.
He may indeed occasionally shit in the woods. You don't know.
We don't know.
You don't know.
With those bears with the
sometimes
clean
that camp cook
don't
just,
judge.
You know.
That's why.
This Friday is Day of Silence here. Wear purple to support our kiddos. I am clearly not going to be part of a Day of Silence.
But I will wear purple because I have a whole lot of that at home.
Sure.
Of course, yeah. That's terrifying. I love that story, Clayton. That was awesome.
I thought it was good, and especially in light of so many things just hitting wrong with so many police forces across the country of late.
Absolutely.
Just bad.
Very much.
Now it's been, 14 years since I went to Pride in Toronto the last time. Fucking parade, yeah, and it was... Oh my God! The bars that they filmed Queer as Folk in were are real bars. One was called The Sailor, and I can't remember what the other one, The Anchor and The Sailor. I think were the two bars where they filmed a lot of the stuff. The big club in Queer as Folk was a warehouse that wasn't really a bar, but they had wrapped up filming the night before, and I was there for the setup as everything was getting ready. And I'm like, well, Jesus Christ, what's going to happen here? This is getting a little ridiculous. And there's a picture on my Facebook where I'm standing on the garbage cans in shorts. Over top of the crowd, I got up on the garbage cans to see it because the parade went on for so long and I got so sunburned. We were two hours in and I'm I gotta go.
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be the Phoenix Pride Parade where it goes one city mile and it lasts an hour and a half. This went on for hours and it was entire...
He's missed the parade for a while.
Apparently, ours was
2 hours.
Two plus hours.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, too long.
Yeah.
But this was the entire police force, the fire department, the... in Canada, Showtime is called Showplace.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they were very big on Queer as Folk. So they, the cable stations each had their own, floats. This wasn't, local. This was, Canada national businesses and whole company and what are there three Canadian companies? I don't even know, but they it was kind of such a national day that I was kind of blown away by the people. And this was in 2001 where, we were dealing with Karl Rove and his bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
And here's Canada here's our police force marching in the gay pride parade. Like, you know, they're trying to keep people out of the St. Patrick's Day parade, and the police are fighting to get into this one.
Right.
Just very strange.
That was very, speaking of which, the Brendan Mendoza, the Mesa police
chief. Oh, yeah. The Brendan Mendoza, when they were honoring him. Yeah, that was.
Oh.
Yeah, that was. That was nice to see that.
Oh, that's
also, I just wanted to throw out. The three was on purpose. Did anybody notice that? Three. Big boob. 3 years. Three.
You have three tits?
Three.
That's, oh, 3 years. That's ours for everybody.
Yeah. All right. My second guess was
better. Is that good planning, or are you just like, oh my God, look at her. Okay, well, I never know what
she plans all this shit. Yeah. Every pun. That was nicer than it came out.
I appreciate that. I mean, I have red shoes on to go with all the blue and the red and the hat. Come on.
Ooh, Laura, I am so in on a river cruise through Austria. You just have to remember that by drink number two, I'm just going to sing Edelweiss to people I meet because I was almost 40 before I realized it wasn't their national anthem.
Yeah, they went to Pride in Madrid. And Laura and her husband, and some of the pictures are, well, startling to say the least, but fun. I mean, it looks real fucking crazy.
And I love
crazy.
Europe Pride. That's kind of a big area to cover.
Yeah. I mean, but, well, they've traveled and they've done different things.
I'm sure Pride in Madrid is lovely.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you would be I'm pretty sure Laura said something about Clayton being happy with the pictures.
Laura was right.
Yep. She's good like that. Well, the idea of kissing my emoji came from kind of along the lines of with everything that's going on with the police, with the how we always kind of LGBTQRSTUV here. And
there's
and
a lot
everything
of
is
and let
inclusive.
Me tell you, I found out how many times you get to say lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender.
Every fucking script.
Every fucking script.
Yes. What happened?
Jesus.
I would just go with you people.
I found,
you know who you are, you people.
I found out when reading the scripts at the parade that everybody wants you to say, and it's harder to say than you think 100 times.
Yes.
Lesbian, gay, transgender, bisexual,
yes,
whatever.
It really is. Aunt. Well, and
I don't know why I used an aunt when I had a bell.
I didn't.
But the basic idea is that everyone is trying to be inclusive.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
With everyone, and it's all lovely. It's all lovely and whatnot.
Until somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Well,
somebody.
So you have to go to a. So you need another alphabet.
Except when you realize that you're almost damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Oh, in a lot of ways you are.
You are. Damned if you don't because or damned if you do, excuse me. Mm. The idea with these Apple's new diverse emojis. Are even more problematic than before.
I had somebody at the bar losing their mind over the multicolored emoji.
Yes,
I just
exactly
learned about
it.
This because I accidentally held down the thumbs up emoji the other day, and it spreads out, and you can do seven different colors of hands.
Seven correct. Different shades, yeah.
I correct. Didn't understand. I was like, what the fuck?
Well, their intent was good. Apple's intent was good, but the execution was completely flawed. Now, keep in mind, the person who's writing this
is it because
India.
The white hands are first and the black hands are at the end of the spectrum?
I don't believe it's just that. What,
oh, no,
what I got out
sure
of this
there's more.
Was, so the person writing this was from India, okay, or is from India. Apple's intent was good, yes.
Cabs, not casinos.
Jesus. But the execution was completely flawed, they say.
It's fair.
Dot, not feather.
I'll allow it.
Apple took the easy way out. Here's the interesting. Apple took the easy way out. Instead of creating actual emojis of color, Apple simply allows its users to make white emoji a different color. With this update, the company skirts around having to attribute certain physical characteristics to certain races of people. For example, there's nothing specifically, quote, black, unquote, about an emoji.
But let me tell you how many people would lose their mind if you put a bigger nose on the black emoji or... Didn't they lose their mind over the turban one, too?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
No, I didn't pay attention.
It was on this show.
Me.
Allegedly, it was on this show.
Oh, really?
Allegedly.
We
talked
about something important?
We talked about something like
this.
Yeah.
Wait, were you part of it?
Because the thing is...
No, I was still a listener. Okay.
Because
that's why she knows.
Deepening the color of... This is the sentence that... Deepening the skin color of a previously white emoji doesn't make the emoji not white. It's just a bastardized emoji blackface.
It started out as a colon, a hyphen, and a closed parenthesis. Like how
it was a smiley face with a wink.
There's no gender. Or there's no race.
Well, no, if
like, emoji started out right. as...
Well, it's right. Julianne Hough.
Somebody being clever.
The way,
making
that I'm seeing
somebody
this thinking. Is Julianne Hough. I mean, in the blackface. Yeah. I don't know.
All I keep thinking is, people, settle down. There's so much more important things calm to worry about.
Now, the blonde-haired emoji man and the blue-eyed emoji princess
the
are clearly white.
The kid and play emoji?
Because Santa
but you can slip them. You can slip them into a darker colored skin.
Look at, you can pick any one of those. Any shade of the rainbow.
Yes, anything you want.
Kid and play can be a white guy or a black guy.
I want burnt sienna right there.
Burnt. This is fun.
It's a turbine.
Wait, no, there's
I
a pile of shit.
Turbine. I think again, spell check got the, you, Laura.
Pile of shits are all the same color.
That's also, the pile of shit is also your chocolate ice cream, just to let you know.
Is that,
Swear to God.
That's supposed to be, that looks like dog shit.
I feel like
shit.
I'm in the middle of a car, up. Of a Carvel commercial, and the pile of shit cake's the same as the wet cake.
There you go. I like
ice cream.
I like it, Eric.
Ice cream.
Aren't the original emojis black?
How do you know that that's...
Look
ice
at the
cream.
Ice cream. Look well, at the regular ice cream cone. And then just put there, the
right,
dark one. It's
I think
just
I waste a lot of time until this conversation happened.
No, the
and all
is,
of a sudden, I'm like,
they,
I am busy.
These are things people use,
these
Al.
Are, yeah, but
this is important
this
shit.
I don't.
Came up because it's a Apple's mistake was in ever introducing the concept of race to emoji in the first place.
There's a pizza.
Now
one.
If I use
they should have just stayed yellow,
now,
like the
now,
Simpsons.
Yes, that's what they're saying.
Oh,
now
but there's
I
a black
use,
Simpson.
There's one from India. As
and
well.
Then there's Achman Rachmal who runs the Quickie Mart.
No, exactly. Now if I just
Slushy,
if I use
shaman.
Two smiley faces to represent me and a white friend,
I really thought fat shaming Carney Wilson was as low as we were going today.
Nope,
but, wow,
no.
We can't even see that from here.
We are set the audio pilot for 100 feet and taking her in.
Wow. We're Wendy Wilsoning this
Welcome
shit.
Welcome to Lufthansa.
We're Wendy Wilsoning this shit. We're at Low Bar.
Here's your German wings. Sorry, Germany.
Yeah. You know, but this whole article brought me back to the idea of LGBTQRSTLMPURS. Because we try to be so inclusive,
yes.
and everyone tries to make sure this being politically correct about everything, which
yeah.
we obviously are.
We this
oh,
show is.
I think
oh
clearly
God,
yeah. epitome.
You know, oh,
we have
hello.
Done nothing but be
talk about holding
ambassadors,
the bar up here.
Yeah.
Ambassadors. Of,
oh, I like it.
Tolerance.
Like it. And you know what? You
and
can't say you can't say ambassadors without saying ass.
Ass.
Yeah. I am happy.
I like it. Or
thank
bastard.
Or, yes, a bastarders.
I like it.
What is the food like, under the corn? Everyone, look. I don't know what that.
I have no idea.
What corn?
On the emoji. You have to find it.
Oh,
I don't
shit.
Know.
Seriously, why would it...
Stop,
but
stop,
idea,
stop.
It goes
I will
to
promise
place.
You one thing. If you send me an emoji, I will ride my bike over here and slap bet you. Like how I bet your mother.
I love the slap
damn
bet.
It. 2. 0 for 2.
Where are the emojis?
Oh, from? Wow. That was a clear
now, shoot. Am I supposed to bend over?
No, you can.
Really?
I mean, ask...
Can you?
I mean, see how this goes.
If you want.
Can you?
One's a
yes.
But, oh, I'm just asking
really,
for a friend.
Oh, nice work.
I hope he asked in Spanish.
Okay.
Or from
his place of business. I don't care
thought,
what color you are. Just have a job.
I just thought kind of fucked up that it doesn't matter. You try to do something, and I'm sure that they thought that it was this...
Well, because I believe there was a campaign for it.
Right.
Okay,
but,
so
no,
why...
No.
Aaron just sent
it's
one.
It's an acorn,
what,
I think.
What is that one
first
she just
guess.
Sent?
Oh,
because that's what punctuates a sentence, a fucking acorn.
Oh, this was the,
or a butt
is
plug.
It an
maybe,
acorn?
It's maybe it's a butt plug.
A butt plug.
Okay. Oh, that's fun.
Kat, I don't
sure.
have your number either.
I don't
Aaron's
think
saying
so.
That she doesn't have your number, and I'm not doing anything to help her because I don't have your number either.
I have
you don't?
No, and that's strange.
Oh, that's fun. That well, is strange.
By all means, give it out on the air, would you? So everybody can get to the Kat Carlson Memorial line.
I was just saying, you could have my phone number because I don't answer my phone, so good luck. If you want to hear a phone ringing, call me.
Al, I just sent you the one that they say is ice cream. It's in.
I know what it looks like.
Oh, now you're all uppity.
Oh, yeah. He's all emoji.
No,
I know what it looks like.
No, because I've seen that one. Well, unrelated story. So a former devotee of the Samsung, it's as big as my fucking arm phones.
Right.
Something went wrong. He had he ran into trouble in life, really.
Sad.
His phone went unresponsive, as we say in the hospital. Was unable to revive it.
Yes.
It was a sad day. But so now he has an
that
iPhone.
That happened to me once with the BlackBerry Storm, and I ended up banging it on the counter at Verizon.
I
to a 10-year-old.
That is my phone number, 555-blah-blah-42. Call it.
Well, we all know Jenny's number.
So
8675309.
It's the true story.
Your zip code 262.
Oh, that is not
you.
What I thought it was. All right, I didn't, Clayton, I did not know that was what the bag of poop looked like. So... So he comes to work and he has a new phone, and this guy never talks. Like, right. He is, I swear to God, half the time he's just a functioning mute because he says nothing.
So you two are never confused for each other.
Can you please write down functioning mute?
Yeah, please write down all functioning mutes. Yeah. So never says anything. Well, all of a sudden he's like following me around and he's asking me questions about my phone and updates. And I'm like, listen, first off, when did you learn to talk? Second, are we friends? Because I didn't really know you knew my name. And third, I don't know anything about my phone except for how to play the music.
You're Val, right?
Yeah. Now, I've heard people address you over the phone, and they call you Val. It was one of the funniest fucking things. And finally, it took me till midnight to finally ask a follow-up question. I'm like, what? What?
Oh, that's your question?
Yeah, and he's like, what? What do you mean? He's like, I'm like, you have been asking me questions about my phone for 6 hours. What the fuck is wrong with you? You use that giant Samsung that I just point and stare at all the time. And he's like, oh, I had to get a new phone.
Was this circa 1990?
The
Galaxy Note.
The Galaxy Note is gigantic.
It's enormous. A phone?
It's about the size of this.
Oh,
it's what they call a phablet. It's halfway between a phone and a tablet.
Phablet. I have never heard that word.
Google it. Phablet.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
I like that.
Excuse me.
Fucking Mike.
Yeah, phablet.
It sounds derogatory, so I just thought I'd hit that.
How do you spell that, sir or ma'am?
Well, anything with a good PH sound. Well, it should be spelled with PH.
Fat
I give
like
away.
Cindy Crawford.
U-C-K-I-N-G.
Jabba, I am a joy to work with because I just ignore you for the whole time. You'd actually never know I was there. Except for the nonstop monologue going on from my corner.
Yeah. About Broadway and Judy Garland and Dexter.
Because people always, someone would be like, well, you know her. I'm like, nope, who is she? They're like, she works here for years. I'm like, oh. Okay. Oh,
good for her.
They're like, she's married. I'm like, why would I ask someone that? I don't care. She's got two kids. Why would I ask someone that? I don't care.
I care That's less legit. About the kids.
Yeah.
Be afraid.
Well, if I don't like... no, I don't like...
I like that people think I might ask something about your life. No.
Why would I ask a personal question?
If I don't like Will, how do you think I feel about his brother?
Can you imagine how I feel about his brother? Oh, honey.
Oh, wait till the moonshine kicks in an hour or two.
Oh, honey.
Have you wrapped up that story?
You should have.
We're just killing them.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, no. No, the recycling rants are real.
Political commentary. Knocking them out of the park. And I thought, what? Commentary? Fuck.
I had not heard anything about that. Thanks for bringing it up. I will write a letter to my sternly worded letter.
That's to your congressman.
To somebody. I don't know.
Kirsten send a copy.
I mean, hashtag white women's problems for us.
All right, kids. We have made it through the first hour, and we're going to start drinking more. We're going to break out the moonshine. We're going to get a lot of things going on. Coming back with the drinking word. That should wrap it up.
Well, apparently I don't God. Want champagne. Whoa.
All righty, kids. Hour two and three coming. Join us in the chat room if you haven't already. And if you're already there, thank you.
Drink more, people. Drink more.
Don't just talk more over me. We'll be back in just a minute on Call on Cue Talk America. Cheesy Pete's.
Carl.
You've been listening to The Show on Cue Talk America. This is Cue Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Wait, you have to let me quote Laura.
What?
Because Laura's got me down here.
What?
No. Thanks. But no.
But no.
Like, that's pretty much how I wake up every morning. No. Thanks, but no.
No matter what time of day it is.
Exactly, doesn't matter.
Doesn't fucking matter. Hi again, everybody. It's the beginning of hour two. This is The Show. We do it every Tuesday night, whether you like it or not, because you don't have to listen. If you don't like what we say,
fuck it.
Enjoy your free time.
You want a raspberry in it?
Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. The show is named after me, but I have absolutely no control. If you were listening as we ended the end of the last hour, you heard right before I cut her off, the lovely Kat Carlson said this. just made me laugh. Going back to that segment, those llamas with hats.
God, those are funny.
And if you weren't listening, then look up llamas with hats. It's really very funny.
And then while you're ignoring my section later, you should.
Okay. How do you know?
We're just playing the odds.
Hey, flip a coin.
You should look up SNL's Asian doll thing. Because when you were talking about the emojis and going too far, like a couple weeks ago, Starbucks tried to do that ask me about race relations or something on a cup of coffee. Okay, first off, the cup of coffee's not in my hand, so my idea of race relations is get a fucking job.
Okay.
No matter what race you are.
Right.
Until I have the cup of coffee in my hand, then of course world peace.
Of course.
Duh. And then once I have the cup of coffee in my hand, why am I talking to you? I have my coffee.
We're done.
Can I leave now?
I think our relationship just ended.
I'm moving on.
Amicable. Right. But that's what I think about this, the emoji thing. But if you listen to that, if you watch that skit SNL did about trying to create an Asian doll, and she can't wear anything.
Asian American doll.
Because everything comes off as racist. So it's a doll that can do or say absolutely nothing. It just sits there.
Sure.
And she can have no personal features.
Can't dress her with anything because it'll look...
Right.
Can't wear her hair.
Anything she does would be racist. And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago. Yes. It is one of the funniest SNL commercials ever.
Okay, before we get going too much further into the hour, this is where we start the drinking game, and it starts off a little bit like this.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
That's how it's supposed to go down.
Oh my gosh, the off-air comments. Well, how did it go? What do we want? Moonshine! When do we want it?
An hour ago when you told us about it, bitch!
Well, you were over there stealing my champagne.
I thought we were going back to say what we originally said during the off-camera.
Not what you thought.
I didn't get so glad.
I'm so glad we rehearsed that. That was good.
Yeah, see? Hub still gets his... Oh, okay.
Husband still gets...
I love you too. Don't you have to go to work? That would be me when I was married too. Are you done? Because you got to go to work.
Laura, what are you saying? Clayton, they do know you the buttons. What the hell does that mean?
She's saying they do know that you have the buttons. Like, you could shut us up if you wanted to.
Yeah, but it's so difficult. Then the repercussions are ugly.
It's true.
Oh, this smells just as crack-infused as it did the last time.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The last time the world ended. Now I love it. Now, how can this end anywhere but vomiting? I have a lovely Chardonnay from Chamoiselle Vineyards. I have a bottle of champagne that I keep getting closer and closer to my bosom as if I'm going to milk it.
That I'm going
to
keep over here.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, that's that.
Sure.
It's just a different venue. And now moonshine.
And don't forget the pretzels with peanut butter in them. So the mixing of all of them.
As far as I know, that doesn't have liquor in it.
No, it doesn't. But I'm just saying. You're mixing. Allegedly. You're doing a lot of mixing.
If I put these nuts into this, we'll have horchata.
I'm glad there's horchata. I'm glad there's video.
I believe it's pronounced these nuts.
Yep.
And
these nuts.
Horchata.
Horchata.
Well, our drinking word, is that where we're on?
Yeah, we haven't got there yet.
Can it be these nuts?
These nuts. I was hoping for moonshine, but I'll go with these
nuts.
Go with moonshine.
But wait, who's D?
Funny.
Bruce Jenner's new lover.
Go with moonshine.
Stop it.
According to Diane Sawyer on ABC on April 22nd.
Yeah,
she was trending on Twitter today.
April 24th.
Bruce Jenner.
Oh, it's because she's drinking.
Sure.
Is it, now, Kat, I'm going to defer to you for this. Is D's nuts D-E-E-Z nuts?
Two E's and a Z.
Yeah, that's it. I just want to make sure.
D's nuts.
Before I put this up.
All right, Laura, we're doing Puff Puff Pass, but we're doing it with liquor.
We're doing, it's Sip Sip Slurp. Different one. Right. Different thing we're doing.
Oh, boy.
So for those of you who don't know,
I believe moonshine might be the more fun.
So D's nuts.
Chat room, in case you haven't been around for a moonshine night.
Is that right?
Fasten your seatbelts.
Yeah.
They're about to get shattered.
D's nuts is their drinking.
It's an internet meme thing.
Oh, I don't know much about that. I heard they banned internet memes in the Russia.
In the Russia.
Or for Christ's sake, not in the Russia.
He puts D's nuts to his mouth and he's already... giving you a definite article to Russia.
You leave these nuts out of it.
Goddamn, this is the most unassuming shit.
Oh, I know. It Applebee's is, would serve it if they could.
Yeah.
It tastes like an apple pie.
Yeah.
Would you like some apple pie?
Can I get you some apple pie? Sure.
Have some of these nuts here, baby.
Elle's nits going into the glass.
What?
Spell check is fucking with everybody today.
How's nuts going? Yeah, Tomo.
All right.
We are on.
Memory serves. We're on some kind of a
headline thing. Is this my story?
Headlines. That's what it's called.
Well, this is. Here we go.
What did D's nuts do now?
What is this?
It's just fucking delicious.
The fuck. D A F U Q. The fuck.
Uber drivers. I show up at this house in about an hour and
in about 2 hours.
Minutes.
Yeah. I don't have to go anywhere. You all have to leave. But you.
Well,
have
what, do you, what do you think? We've had it before.
Oh yeah. This is your first.
This is terrible.
So I'll have another sip.
Yeah.
Let me try it again, just to see.
This stuff is no good.
Pass
we should really
along. Pass along.
We
pass
should
along.
Really protect the public from this.
Yeah.
And so we. Will.
And if you listen back to the first time we had it, how long? I mean, God bless him for resisting.
He held out for a good long
time.
He held
out for a good long time.
No, I'm good with my.
But made
diet.
Up for it because he forgot to sip because he was really thirsty by the time it hit him.
That's why I now do water here, cocktail there.
Cocktail there.
Gotta keep mama
cocktail
hydrated.
There. I like how you stopped at one cocktail. Like you're not sitting in front of two with one coming at you.
No, but I emptied that one.
Oh, good call.
I meant to pour some of that in here so I could just sip as I go. But here we go.
Oh, good.
A Vietnam War veteran in Utah says that he's surprised over the reason for the denial of his request for a personalized license plate commemorating the year that he was wounded and awarded a Purple Heart. Arnold Breitenbach of St. George, Utah, applied for a license plate with the designation CIB-69, representing the Combat Infantryman's Badge that he received in the year that he was awarded the Purple Heart. The Utah Division of Motor Vehicles denied his request, citing state regulations prohibiting the use of the number 69 because of its sexual connotations. Now, in a letter from the DMV, a line stated that while your intended meaning behind the request of plate CIB-69 is honorable, the Division of Motor Vehicles is required to follow law and the law of Utah when approving personalized plates. Now, Breitenbach, who served as a gunner on an Army armored personnel carrier, said that he doesn't think everyone has such a dirty mind that they would be offended by this. Quote, they've got Viagra ads all over the place. I can't imagine myself sitting on the sofa with my parents when I was a little kid having something like that on TV. In today's day and age, it seems like everything is out in the open. Now, Breitenbach wrote Governor Gary Herbert asking for help with this, but he was referred to the established appeals process, and his appeal was subsequently denied in January. Breitenbach decided... He decided against further appeal, saying it just really wasn't worth the time and the expense. He ended up with getting a standard personalized, a Purple Heart logo on his license plate without his CIB-69 designation. By the way, he was wounded when a rocket-propelled grenade struck his armored personal carrier while he was in the gun turret. He was temporarily blinded, but his Purple Heart comes as a result of damage to his hearing, he said. So you cannot get a personalized license plate with a number 69 at all. I wonder if you did the year, like if it was the year 1969, could you do it? But I guess just the 69 by itself is the flag.
Right. But his wasn't a year. It was his.
It was CIB-69.
No, 69 is the year he got that badge. That's what he's saying. The CIB.
Oh, well then, yeah, put the 19 in front of it.
Yeah, well, maybe there just wasn't room. I don't know.
Oh, I thought
maybe
it was
already taken.
Yeah, it could have been taken too. Sure. So
I mean, it wasn't close attention, but I was paying attention.
I'll allow it.
I'm not saying I'm going to take a written test later.
There will be a test.
Talking about dim nuts.
Yeah. D's nuts.
Dim nuts.
D's nuts. What's that song?
I don't know. You're making it up as you go along
bones,
there. Stem
bones, dumb. Yeah.
The knee bones connected to the
we
leg
We can't hear
bones.
The people talking
similar.
In your head, sweetheart. Let's be clear.
Don't be hiding that
fucking
shit.
Fucking Fike.
Very nice. I'll allow it.
Oh, so she's going to put the moonshine away.
I got a whole bottle of champagne.
You'll be fine.
You're threatening the wrong gal.
Oh, no. He'll become bitchy after a minute.
How in this room and this house is anybody fighting over booze?
I know. I like that she's I'm going to get bitchy in a few minutes. Really? Like an hour ago.
Are we on the delay or are you?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't recall there being any... Go ahead. Take
so,
it away.
So we can we can serve divorce papers in a multitude of ways.
We can.
I've learned that that
in you your
can
many
even
divorces?
Get,
yes.
Nope. Many.
In other people's divorces.
I just poured it like
that
this.
You can
girl.
Well, nice. That you can even get divorced by default. Like, I mean, I've learned that there are different things.
Oh, yeah, if
that
you don't
happen.
Contest it sometimes.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but now we can use Facebook. Well, at least in this one instance, we can use Facebook to serve divorce papers. I mean, how many different fun ways can we use Facebook?
That's a fun way.
They have emojis on Facebook.
Well,
yeah. And it comes with a steaming pile of dog crap that might be ice cream.
It could be chocolate
ice cream. Depending on how you feel
you
about the divorce.
Know. Or however you self-identify.
Is it the cold shoulder or you just shitty?
However you self-identify. A Brooklyn woman scored a judge's approval to legally change her relationship status to single on Facebook. In a landmark ruling, Supreme Court Justice Matthew Cooper is allowing a nurse named Eleonora Baidu, I'm making that up, maybe, I'm not sure, to serve her elusive husband.
Does she have a
with
sister named
papers. I know that's totally her husband.
She's
you
a singer.
You gotta write lyrics. You gotta write lyrics.
It's different spelling.
Erica's a singer.
To serve her elusive husband with divorce papers via a Facebook message. Baidu, 26, is granted permission to serve defendant with the divorce summons using a private message through Facebook, with her lawyer messaging Victor Sena Blood Drazuki.
I believe you. D's nuts believe you.
I'm putting the drinking word back on the screen for those watching because I don't know what the fuck you just said.
But I'm going to drink to it.
But it sounded a lot like D's nuts.
It could have been.
D's nuts
two
got
things.
Divorced
yes.
on Facebook.
A, what country is this occurring in?
America.
Where
Brooklyn.
Are
they? Brooklyn.
Oh.
What country?
But here's the other part of it.
Epcot Center. Move on.
For Blood Dessert Kabuki. He may or may not be in Brooklyn. That's all I'm saying.
But he is on Facebook.
Let's read on. We don't know.
The current location. You know why? He didn't turn on the location on his phone, so we don't know where he is.
The transmittal. There you go.
The transmittal.
Shall be repeated by plaintiff's attorney to defendant once a week.
They're going to ping him.
For three
consecutive
weeks. They're
going to ping him like a fucking submarine.
Until acknowledged by her hard-to-find hubby.
He's the MH380.
I think
what's
it's
that
the new the law, and it's necessary,
the
said,
for Red October.
Said the Baidu's lawyer. His client, Blood Dazuki, kid.
Bukkake, yeah, Jenny, that's
Bukkake.
It.
Bukkake.
All right.
Bukkake.
Okay.
Tie the knot back in a
sir
civil ceremony.
Or the Lord or Lady Bukkake.
Yeah, you need to have one sip
Blood
of moonshine between every sentence of that story. Because I need Blood Bukkake's name to get better
how many,
and better.
How many
Blood
sources,
Bukkake is not
I
okay.
need to know, how many sources did you vet this story through?
Rose.
Yeah, where did you come up with this?
Only Tomo can call me a Rose.
Is this Onion?
No, this is on the Daily News.
I am acting as Tomo's Rose surrogate.
This is from the Daily Show? Yeah. What?
Daily News. Blood Dazuki.
Not the same thing.
Is that similar to the Weekly World News?
Maybe. His client and Blood Dazuki.
Client?
Could. What's our drinking word?
D's nuts.
D's nuts. His client and
I know,
Blood
you're like
Dazuki
three sentences in, you haven't drank. Get to work, bitch.
Oh, remember.
Tied the knot back in a civil ceremony. In 09.
Ceremony?
Shut it. But their relationship crumbled when Blood Drazuki Dredra.
D's nuts, drink.
D's nuts. Reneged. When this asshole reneged on his promise to have a traditional Ghanaian wedding ceremony as well.
Oh, God.
Both are from Ghana. That's why. That part wasn't in the story. She wanted.
You just made it up?
Yeah, that part. Well, yeah. No.
Oh, it wasn't in the
why.
Story earlier. Yeah,
right, we're losing right. our credibility.
As a result, the wedding was never consummated and the husband and wife have never lived together.
She couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Because he didn't turn on his current location
well,
on his phone.
Blood Dazuki Demnuts does not.
D's nuts. Jesus, get his last name right. How disrespectful.
Oh, so in all the previous weeks, we have a variable of what the drinking word is.
Well,
tonight, we're holding hers true, the,
oh,
true
to the fire. Feet to the fire. Feet to the fire.
Apparently, Blood Dazuki D's nuts.
God.
Still doesn't want a divorce. He wants to. I don't know.
He well, kept how do we know? We can't
well,
find
he
him.
Well, he kept in touch with his wife by phone and Facebook. But that was it. The last address plaintiff has for defendant is in an apartment that he vacated in 2011.
But after all those times fucking up their name, you could have just called them plaintiff and defendant.
It's more fun the other way.
Oh, it is.
Couldn't anyway. Just call them lord or lady.
Rose, I just wanted to tell you that there was an out in your St. Olaf story.
It's okay. The post office has no forwarding address for him. There's no billing address.
Oh, now the USPS is involved in this.
It's a prepaid cell phone. And the Department of Motor Vehicles has no record of him. We tried everything, including hiring a private detective. Nothing.
That's three sentences.
The first
just
Facebook
drink.
Message for Blood Drazuki Draw.
D's
nuts.
D's nuts. D's nuts. God damn it. She's illiterate.
Anyway. Just so everybody knows,
it's part of an outreach program for those that can't read.
I want you to be clear.
Thank you. I want you to be clear.
So far, he hasn't responded.
So far.
I'll keep you.
Remember last week when you thought the story about the dead old guy was funny?
Oh my God, I was laughing.
This one was funny.
So hard.
Remember last week when that went wrong?
Yeah. I was laughing so hard with your mom about that story. God damn, that's still funny.
Bukkake has a ceremony.
A ceremony.
Ceremony.
Oh. No.
I can't believe we're this far gone into this, and I have a serious story before I have two funny ones.
Oh, I rang the bell.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Clayton's talking, I think. I don't know, we'll be sure.
Well, I have another story that it's not as nearly as funny as that.
No.
It might be. Just
no,
wait.
It's not. No, it's
each
no,
sentence
it's,
you got to sip. Hold
it's
on.
Not going to It's not going to be.
Wait
no,
for
I,
it.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I got to get through this story. Then I have two funny ones.
All right.
This one was kind of funny, but I was kind of annoyed when I found out about it.
Then oh, you
I,
got your own, bitch.
Then I vetted,
it's a roller coaster of emotion.
Then I vetted the story and got even more pissed. I figured if Aaron was in the chat room, he'd be chiming like a son of a bitch on this, but we'll see. This
He's
is
a, got a boy.
This is a true story, a real headline that I just pulled just today. The U.S. Forest Service is investigating an expired permit that Nestle has been using to draw water out of a national forest in Southern California for its bottled water business. An investigation by the Desert Sun found that Nestle Waters North America's permit to transport water across the San Bernardino National Forest expired, guess what, in 88.
Oh.
The water is piped across the National Forest and loaded onto trucks, then to a plant where it is bottled as Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Since the quote, since the issue was raised and I became aware of how long the permit has been expired, I've made it a priority to work on this reissuance project. The U.S. Forest Service is investigating an expired permit that Nestle has been using to draw this water for all this time. Now, apparently, obviously,
use your words.
You've all heard about the drought that's going on in there, and they are the largest bottled water manufacturer in the country.
Oh, I did see something
for
this. About this week.
So they have been pulling this water out of here like a son of a bitch and making stupid money on it.
Good
but apparently the reapplication process, I guess it was like 18 months. And, you know, back in the day, just like things used to be here in town, we've talked about it before where restaurants will go, well, Miggy did it with when he took over Pookie's. Nobody knew. They thought it was a transmission shop. The city did. They didn't realize it was a restaurant that had been operating for 15 years.
Right. Oh, I know. That was funny.
Mm-hmm. So my guess is back in the day in 88 when all of this was going on, somehow, you know.
They thought they were making fudge with these nuts.
It got lost in the paperwork got lost in the
well
shuffle.
Played.
They didn't know what the hell was going to go on with all this stuff.
It took a minute.
So anyway, I just thought it was interesting. In the midst of
totally
all of this drought that's going on in California with all this and the water rationing they're doing, well, part of it is that Nestle's been pulling fucking water out of this thing forever and ever.
And that drought is horrible. If you have a chance, Google the California drought in pictures.
It is crazy to see.
It's horrible.
And the water table. So luckily, I have some things written down on this same
Look
topic.
Look at us with the...
Okay, so now that...
investigative news.
Just because I'm still mad at vegans for this cow's milk bullshit.
Fucking vegans.
So almonds take, what is it, a gallon? Somebody help me out. It's like a gallon of water per almond or it's more.
It's crazy.
So like the almond thing has got to stop. So if you're... And now, you know, cows need to eat grass. You need water for grass. But what is worse? Like almond milk where you're like wasting all these almonds and all this water to make a fucking almond or drink the cow's milk. So almond milk off the table.
Here's
I'm
my, drought
to
here.
Another
here's
state where they got an abundance of water.
I'm saying D's nuts on the almonds.
For coconut milk and almond milk for people that have severe dairy allergies, I get it.
Again, we're never picking on people with legitimate allergies.
Right, exactly,
yeah,
no, we hate
exactly.
the hipsters.
But I mean,
right.
so
you're drinking
no,
almond
no,
milk
no.
To
we
piss
need
me
the
off.
Hipsters? Is
Aaron's,
that what you said?
No, we hate the hipsters. Fuck those hipsters.
Aaron's brother has a severe.
Right. And in his case, then yes, it makes perfect sense.
Right.
To go with almond milk,
but to make it in the smaller quantity, he makes his own and make it in like a smaller quantity.
Okay, that's
of,
the
you
stupidest
know.
Making barbecue sauce. They sell it at the store. I meant that with
that's
love,
good.
Ernie's brother. No, but I'm just saying, like, it's one of those things where you start to think about it as you're looking through the store and you're trying to make healthy choices. Like,
sure.
Is almond milk with D's nuts worth the water that it takes to grow almonds? Right. I say no. Based on no scientific factor, I'm going to go fully Republican here and say no.
Well, and the...
Oh.
And you can grow cows everywhere. You can grow cows everywhere.
You sure can.
And you can grow them in places where grass just happens. You don't have to grow them in California where grass is not naturally growing because it's a desert, fuckers. And then my other thing is, and I can't remember who some member of us was having this conversation with all the water for all these nuclear power plants to cool down the reactors takes so much water and it wastes the water and you end up with water. Why not solar power? Like, why is California embracing and Arizona embracing nuclear power when the waste water from keeping a nuclear reactor cool is gigantic? Yeah. Solar power.
125,000 gallons a minute for Palo Verde.
Is that you and I they were talking
about?
Yes,
you and I
wrote
that.
I wrote it down
insane.
Right there.
It's insane.
Nuclear power in a drought makes no sense whatsoever with the waste of the water. You can't reuse it because it's radioactive. That might be what someone's important announcement is next week. I'm just throwing it out there.
Well, it's just a cool...
Anybody that remembers Steve Martin from the day remembers that his important upcoming announcement was that he was radioactive.
The water... The water that they use for the nuclear is not radioactive. It's a cooling tower water. It's simply like a huge evap cooler.
Right, but
it's not radioactive.
When it drains off, it's not usable, right? Isn't that
you
one
can't
of the things?
Drink it. It's certainly it not drains potable. Up somewhere else.
Right.
But then it has to be purified, right?
Right.
But it's not radioactive.
So we're back to it's not radioactive, but you're certainly not going to drink it. Right. So I'm just saying, like...
Which I don't understand why they don't just recycle it. An evap cooler
I don't mean to always be mad at vegans, but I just can't buy that no milk shit. Like, that dog don't
It's not
hunt.
Natural.
No, uh-uh. Milk's delicious.
Without cheese, life shouldn't go on.
Oh, I have a cheese... Oh, I have a cheese story.
A world without cheese is a world I don't want to live in.
No.
My next story is a cheese story.
I'm going to put cheese above bacon. I'm going to go out on a limb with these nuts and say, I like cheese better than bacon.
I'm going to have some more of these nuts here.
That's a tough call.
It is a tough call, and I may regret like 5 minutes.
Cheese more than bacon.
I'm
gonna need a snack in a minute.
There's pizza.
I know.
Here's the ideal scenario: is Ooh. It's bacon with cheese.
Fuck me.
A little egg and a croissant.
You just described Nirvana.
I appreciate the
not croissant. The group because one of those guys is dead, and I don't think they kept him on a croissant.
As you will.
It smells like teen spirit.
I went all falsetto on you,
Laura. Right. Laura, that's good to know. Well, a falsetto child.
Hell of a day at sea, sir.
Laura's got the toots. Okay.
So
well, then you figure even if it didn't, Jenny, even if it didn't take 5 gallons a day of water to make pot, you need 5 gallons of water to drink once you smoke the pot.
Right. Allegedly.
Tomato.
Soy milk is kind of sweet for me.
Next caller.
From these nuts.
Next caller.
So.
Poughkeepsie, are you there?
Darren Sharper. Does that name mean anything to our panel? Darren Sharper?
I think he gave
cousin to Daryl Dullard.
No, yeah, he's got. He gave me a scorching case of herpes, if I remember correctly.
He was related to Blood Dazuki, damn nuts, D's nuts,
Christ Almighty, you better write it down. She's got to drink when she gets the drinking word wrong. She is fucked, ladies and gentlemen. Color commentary.
This is fun for all of us.
Anyway, now Darren Sharper was a Minnesota Viking.
When will you be sure?
Oh,
back
that's
in
why,
the day.
Yeah,
no. But this was a big day in Arizona, New Orleans, parts of Las Vegas, and California because Darren Sharper had been a defensive player for the Vikings and for the Green Bay Packers, just a problem, and New Orleans Saints. He also decided to go on a raping rampage.
Oh, that's fun.
In those areas. And drugging women in doing so.
This is another one of your funny stories, huh?
No, actually, not even a little bit. But there was something in it that I found really, truly, really interesting. So he has a number of charges filed against him, and he's found guilty in all these different places. So he's right now in California, and he has been in prison since February, and
will remain there for quite some time. I should hope.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the interesting thing about this is that I'm going in between these two stories. With his parole is that he reached a plea deal in all of the rape cases that will likely result in him spending less than a decade in prison as far as being in prison. While some have argued, and with good reason, that Sharper, nope, pun intended, truly, got off easy, he will hardly be a free man when he has finished serving his sentence. Mm-hmm. Because
that was
the
one pun I would have been down with.
All right.
Those are kind of D's nuts I'm in with.
As part of his plea agreement, Sharper will be required to register as a sex offender
like you
and
do.
A narcotics offender, which I didn't know about that.
I didn't know you had to register for that, either. But...
During his first 3 to 5 years of, quote, freedom, he'll be monitored by a GPS at all times.
And raped regularly, right?
According to the advocate, the former pro bowler.
That should be the punishment, really.
Will no longer be legally permitted to drink alcohol or go to bars.
Which is a pretty common.
And then there. No, but this was the part that I'd never,
condition of,
never
of
heard
probations
of.
And pearls.
Then there's the penile.
D's nuts adjacent.
What's a plethysmograph?
Plethysmograph.
Let Al see it. He's a medical person.
We'll let the advocate explain what it is. It says Sharper will be subject to lie detector tests, and while on lifetime probation in Arizona, when he has to come back here, because this is an Arizona thing, to the penile plethysmograph.
D's nuts.
I'm looking it up. Hang on.
In which a sensor is attached to the penis.
So every time he gets an erection, it rings a bell?
While an
angel gets
his
wings.
Angel gets
images
his wings.
Flashes before his eyes to gauge arousal. Isn't that what the Mormons did like up at BYU? Like, truly, isn't that what...
Well, there's all
every
things.
Time D's nuts sing,
an angel gets his wings. It's a new rap song by Drake.
After he kissed Madonna.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She licked him.
Anyway.
It is fascinating. And no old people died, so she's ahead.
Have you ever heard of that?
No, it's... But,
no, but I'm looking it up.
And I'm trying to figure out what the exact reason is. Like it.
So you know where he is when you...
Not the GPS, but about the idea that...
Wouldn't it be good to know where your dick is anytime you need it?
No. The GPS I'm fine
I'm
with.
Fairly aware.
But I mean, I get the GPS part. This penile... Seismograph.
No, it just
thing.
Said where is he when he's getting aroused. So
seismograph.
Let's say later on there's a raped woman at that location.
Different.
Well,
there's GPS, and then he's subject
well. Hopefully,
to
these
this
two devices
stuff.
Can talk like an Apple iPad.
According
and iPad.
To Wikipedia, for sexual offenders, it is typically used to determine the level of sexual arousal as the subject is exposed to sexually suggestive content, such as pictures, movies, or audio.
Yes.
Although there are individuals who have claimed that this is not always appropriate for the evaluation of sexual preferences or treatment effects.
Oh, it is. Okay, now I know. Now that's when they put the electrodes on D's nuts
right.
and they show you stuff.
Right.
And if you start to get aroused, they zap you. That's part of the Homo Nomo program.
Correct. That's what they're using with him.
Yeah, well, they're...
They're
saying
like,
it's often used as a method of identifying which sexual offenders will go on to commit new sexual crimes. So he will submit to this study so that people can, whoever the people that are monitoring
him. I mean, it's very
him.
Clockwork Orange if you're familiar.
I agree.
Yeah.
If Sharper violates the terms of his probation,
you know I mean?
He would be subject to another 14 years in prison. He'll serve his parole in California for several years, where Sharper will not be committed to travel further than 50 miles from his home unless a state official approves it. After his parole in California is completed, he'll move here to Arizona. Everyone will be notified that he's a sex offender.
I'll wait for my phone call.
Which is fine. And the same rules
right
will apply here for Sharper.
It always comes with a little pamphlet in the mail, and you get to get a picture, and you can decide
right?
if they're cute or not.
All right, harass me. I dare you.
Would you like dinner?
I'm with Jenny. Just keep him in jail. Just,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
whatever. But,
at a certain point, like...
But that penile arousal thing was the... It made me think of the Homo Nomo and the whole thing. I was like, wait a minute. I don't know.
Yeah, because now we're just doing torture and like.
But what is the if there? I don't understand the purpose. Understand you read that, but it doesn't.
Sometimes it's used as, what do they call it? Like reparative therapy, where you like.
Right.
It's like a Pavlovian response.
Aversion therapy,
where you would get the zap. You know, like the it's called aversion therapy. You should ask him about it. But where you associate pain with something that you would normally think would be arousing. But the other thing is they can also, instead of inflicting that pain, they can just find out, like, do you still have those urges? Mm-hmm. Like, if you watch something violent on TV.
Sure.
One of the things that they used to do, that they said a lot in the 80s, and they started to change how they made horror movies just ever so slightly, was that they would have a murder happen after a girl had sex. So there would be a sex scene with a young girl, like Friday the 13th movies, and then she would immediately die. Like the promiscuous girls always died in those late 70s, early 80s movies. And the virgin lives. Jamie Lee Curtis plays the virgin that doesn't have a guy at the house.
Right.
She's the one that lives.
Right.
So there was that thing that there was kind of a response to when you see sex on... You see sex, your response was violence because... And who knows if it was true, but there was a conversation about that for a while about following up a sexual image on screen with a violent image.
Well,
and that you were conditioning people to think that one should go with the other. But that's all bullshit.
Well, and the crimes were heinous. I mean, there's no... I mean, the women couldn't do anything. They were paralyzed due to the drugs that he gave
them. Right,
and he was, I mean, the whole thing was awful, awful, awful.
Is Bill Cosby.
The end. In many
ways. And he's
ways.
Another one that he thinks he didn't do anything wrong because they weren't fighting back. He wasn't fighting someone
and
to have sex.
And he had the right to
this
do
is
that.
A guy that needs to stay in fucking jail.
Like, and careful the punctuation. He needs to stay and fuck in jail.
Right. And maybe, you know, a light sedative after a mild laxative so everybody stays clean. And he gets raped a few times. You know what I mean? Like, let him know what it feels like to wake up with your butt
And the idea that people will say
it's a little gross, but think it through. Just thinking of people's cleanliness.
D's nuts.
Sure.
I don't want to wash those sheets.
That using Depo Provera can be aversion therapy, can, you know, whatever. No.
We were in such a good buzz about 10 minutes ago, and then we've lost it.
I have not ever heard of that.
All right, Rose makes a point. It's interesting.
Well, thank you. It is.
I have zero sympathy and zero.
I have zero sympathy as well. I just had never. It's here in Arizona. No. So I don't understand how
that's. I don't even think life in prison is enough. Just get rid of them. Drown them.
Drown
that's
them.
A horrible way drown to die. Drown
water,
them,
waterboard.
Put them all on an island.
Yeah. Nope. Drown them.
No, but I mean, they always joke about they want to do it with the gays.
Yes.
Put them all on an island.
We found it out. We have a kingdom.
We do. Yeah. We have a kingdom now. Close to Tomo. Apparently.
That's right.
Well, here is something that I'm sure we can all get on board with. And listen to this first statement, ladies and gentlemen. According to a recent study, if you love grilled cheese sandwiches, chances are you're having a lot of sex and your life is awesome. But if you're not a fan of grilled cheese and it's likey, you're never getting laid, you're a miserable person, and you live in a van down by the river. This Sunday, April 12th, which we just passed,
just missed.
It was National Grilled Cheese Day because
how the fuck did we miss that?
We live because we were working at Prime.
I feel like I did not celebrate appropriately
because we live in a nation that insists on giving every goddamn thing you can think of.
A grilled cheese sandwich needs a fucking holiday. I'm on board. The grilled cheese sandwich.
I'm going to be very upset if I find out that the grilled cheese truck. Was it Pride and we got
to my knowledge, no.
Okay.
In honor of the cheesiest of days, social media company Scout conducted a survey of 4,600 people to paint a picture of life for lovers of cheese on the grill. What they discovered is that people who love grilled cheese are more likely to have sex and live happy lives. Now, here's an LA Times summary of findings they found out. So the company surveyed 4,600 people and found that 73% of grilled cheese lovers have sex at least once a month.
Survey says...
Compared to 63% of those who don't love grilled cheese and 32% of grilled cheese lovers who have sex at least six times a month. Compared to 27% of non-grilled cheese lovers.
Six times a month?
Woof.
Is that with another person?
Is that a lifetime average?
Yeah, well, I don't know. The survey also discovered that 81% of its participants who love grilled cheese said that they have donated time, money, or food to those in need. And 84% of grilled cheese fans love to travel, compared with only 78% of those who aren't fans of it. Now, while a grilled cheese sandwich may seem like a safe, all-American meal, 88% of grilled cheese fans say that they are fairly or very adventurous. 60% of adults surveyed said that they prefer a grilled cheese sandwich that mixes two types of cheeses.
Wow.
Only 40% said that they're just their regular grilled cheese and their pursuits. 81% of the people who love grilled cheese sandwiches say that they have donated their time, money, or food to those in need. The most popular cheese in America is American. 41% of people on their grilled cheese like American cheese.
Fucking cheese. That is the worst piece of shit shingle that's ever happened.
But let's get through the rest of the list.
I just wanted to editorialize that.
I 100% approve now, American, of a processed cheese food.
American is followed by cheddar at 33%.
I'm back on board.
Mozzarella at 10.
Mozzarella.
Swiss at 8. Provolone's got 6, and brie at a mere 2%.
Well, because
where is my pepper jack cheese? Where are my spicy fans? Right.
Not in that 4,600 people.
Little smoked gouda, you know what I mean? Like, let's get this shit done like grown-ups.
Let's go with bread choices
Survey
now.
Survey says?
Sourdough.
White bread is by far the most popular choice at 51%, followed by
white people in
followed by wheat, and then sourdough. Sourdough is at 13%.
They only surveyed white people.
Yeah,
well, rye, white people goes, places.
Yeah. Rye bread is 4%, and a baguette comes in at 3%.
I say rye bread should be way fucking higher.
Now, 47% say that they add extras to their grilled cheese, like pesto, tomato, whereas 53% say nope.
Bacon.
Just cheese.
Bacon on a grilled cheese sandwich.
Bacon, motherfucker, bacon.
Smoked Gouda, pepper jack cheese, sourdough bread, a little bacon, a sliced tomato. You got yourself a fucking
Tomo
deal.
Says I'm that cheesy versatility is the sign of intelligence.
And I'm with Annette. Who the fuck doesn't love a grilled cheese sandwich?
Oh, no, I do. I love it.
I gotta meet this fucker. Because these
like
nuts
it.
Guts to be stopped.
Got it.
Again, a world without cheese.
All right. Marty, you got one more?
Well, lastly.
A world without cheese.
That is just... We, you know, I'm in support of North Dakota right now.
Oh.
Well, hey.
At least
somebody's got to be.
At least just a coffee shop there. A worker owner of a Fargo coffee shop who instituted a tongue-in-cheek ban on North Dakota lawmakers for opposing, an anti-discrimination bill says the response has been about 99.9% positive.
Oh, geez.
And then he made his point, even if a few people didn't like it. This gentleman, Joe Curry, one of the worker owners of the Red Raven Espresso Parlor, posted a new...
Sounds dirty.
Stop it.
It sounds like D's nuts are going to get touched. But.
He posted a newspaper page in the shop this month that showed the 55 Republicans... Republican state House members who rejected a bill that would have prohibited discrimination based on sexual orientation in housing, government, public services, and the workplace. Mm-hmm. It was accompanied by a sign saying the legislators were banned unless accompanied by a lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transsexual, queer, intersex, or asexual person.
Christ, how many people are going to show up?
I told you, this is like the
emoji. We had asexuals in the parade. There's a whole group of them. Trust
There's
me.
A whole thing, yeah.
I can describe what they look like to you.
The stunt got a lot of attention. With Republican-led legislatures in Indiana and Arkansas having just rolled back their new religious objection laws under pressure from critics who consider them invitations to discriminate. Curry said he wanted to use humor to make a serious point and that the show and to show support for his customers, whom he describes as mostly lefties in a very conservative state.
Lefties.
Apparently, there's one person, though, that did not giggle. Democratic state rep Josh Boshi. D's nuts. A Red Raven regular.
He's a hyphenate.
And the state's only openly gay lawmaker. He said he didn't like the tactic and that he would have done it differently. He doesn't say how, but that he would have.
Backwards cowboy.
Gay and humorless. They exist.
I know. Anyway, I just thought it was a very... the ban got attention on cable news shows like MSNBC. Melissa Harris-Perry, Dem Nuts. D's nuts. described it as her favorite thing that happened this week and wondered aloud if Fargo was a center of LGBT rights.
You can just say nuts. You don't even have to say duh.
D's.
Anyway, but, you know, good on them because that's what we were saying. You have to put up who you...
Right, who you want to discriminate against. I'll approve any bill if you just want to come up and say, look, black people can't come in. Put on your fucking
put
window.
Put it on the sign.
Gays can't come in.
We are open for business.
People who are fans of a certain sports team, you want to do all that stupid shit? Knock yourself out. But, yeah, but be prepared for
not
the
wrath. Not everyone.
You're right.
Going to need to bathe.
It's a good call.
Cut your nails.
Well, okay. I wanted to end this entire headline section because we're educational. This show is an educational show. We like to help people.
I remember learning something once.
Once or twice.
I remember that time. It was nice.
I thought we'd go through a list.
Springtime.
I believe I educated you on something.
No, I doubt that.
I don't know.
Sometimes when
you
you're,
don't doubt that.
Sometimes when you're in the bar.
Suck on these nuts.
Sometimes when you're at the bar or you're at work and sometimes at the restaurant. Yes, where you are. We serve food night and day. Sometimes you lose in translation what you're hearing and what you mean to say.
Oh.
So
really,
I want to So instead of saying, you know, I think you could use some more training, don't say things like, you have no fucking clue what you're doing, do you? That's a new one.
Oh, I like it.
If you ever hear somebody say that she's an aggressive go-getter, it really means she's a fucking power-crazy bitch.
Nice. Yes.
Now, I like, you should do these as, here's what you should say, and here's what Al probably said, and while he's sitting in the HR office.
Legit.
Okay, we're going to change this then. Here's what you should say. Perhaps I can work late. What Al says? And when the fuck do you expect me to do this?
See, now it makes more sense.
See, it does make a lot of sense.
What you should say, I'm certain it isn't feasible. Al says, fuck off.
I've learned something today. I'm a wise, wise man.
Yes. Yes. And not full of yourself at all.
Based on these quotes.
What you should say, well, perhaps you should check with somebody. No. What Al says, tell somebody who gives a shit.
Here's a quarter.
This is like Christmas.
Shove it up your ass.
You're off the hook for birthday gifts.
What you should say, oh, I wasn't involved in the project. What Al says, not my fucking problem.
I've never met you before.
Well, that's interesting. What the fuck? Oh, now the,
No. That should be, that's interesting. And mine would be, I'm sorry, are you talking?
Another thing often heard in offices and is misunderstood, I'm not sure that can be implemented in the time scale given. What Al would say is no fucking chance.
True.
What you might also get, it's going to be tight, but I'll try to fit it in.
Step right up.
These nuts will see you now.
What Al might say is, why the fuck didn't you tell me yesterday?
Oh, I went with more of a metaphor.
Right. Sure.
I say what these nuts do.
What you might hear, he's not familiar with the issue. Al might say, he's got his head up his ass. Oh, and of course, what you might hear, of course, I was always going to be home. I was going to be home only anyway. Al might say, who needs a fucking holiday? And I'll be here all goddamn night. Here we go.
Thank you, and good night.
Al, you ready?
Oh, God,
I'm going to hand the reins off to you, and let's see if we can pull this bullshit off.
A limited entertainment section! We have a Broadway closing of something that I can't believe stayed open this long. New season of Orphan Black. News about Veep. We got a dead person.
Were they on Veep?
I have some reviews for you for Annie Lennox. And what I watched while I had what I'll call the flu.
Oh.
And this song is almost over. D's nuts.
Dumb nuts.
Today in China.
Shit.
Okay, I've got time to call her Rose at all times, so I will take note of that. So,
Oh, in breaking news from the Associated Press, this is honest to God, I swear. Oh. Guam is now on board to press gay marriage licenses.
Oh.
Guam, just welcome,
it's,
Guam.
It's hit the territories.
Hello.
Do we know where Puerto Rico or the. What is our other territory?
You are correct. It is the first U.S. territory to allow gay marriage, according to the Associated Press.
Was it the U.S. Virgin Islands, Guam?
Puerto Rico.
Yeah, that you lovely island. Anyways, so Mamma Mia ends what has been a spectacular 30-some year run at the Winter Garden. And I say a 30-some year run because they've only really done two shows since the early 80s with Cats. It went Cats, a couple of bullshit things in between for a couple days, and then Mamma Mia opened at the Winter Garden Theater where, you know, funny girl played with Barbara Streisand, so I do like to do my moment of silence in front of the Winter Garden Theater. But Mamma Mia ends after 14 fucking years. It opened in late 2001. It is the eighth longest running show in Broadway history, which I can't even say. I mean, D's nuts. as we were talking about the last time I went to Pride in Toronto in 2001, somewhere in there. One of the things that I did because I was there the first night by myself was I went to the out-of-town trial, it was the Broadway pre-run of Mamma Mia, and that's where I saw it because it was playing with the Broadway cast, and it was I went to make fun of it because I was like, I got nothing fucking else to do, and no one's here with me, so I'll go see an ABBA show. Yep. Had the best time and was one of the fools dancing in the aisles and like screaming and laughing and being like, I know a lot of goddamn ABBA songs.
We all do, as it turns out.
Yeah. Well, I said that the first time I saw Muriel's Wedding, I'm like, holy shit, do I know me some ABBA songs? So I thought, oh, fun. It has plans to go to Broadway. The cast was a lot of fun, and everything was good and well in the world. And then it ran for 14 years. Yeah. And I'm like, that is a shocking run, and it's the eighth longest show in Broadway history. It's the longest running, what they call a jukebox musical, ever. And I every time I go there and I see that Mamma Mia still plays, it has like two national tours, it's playing in like three or four different countries all at the same time, like one of the most profitable shows.
Wow.
And Meryl Streep's highest grossing movie ever.
Sure. Which is wild.
Yeah. but it, because it just works. I mean,
sure.
We all want to be high and mighty and gall D's nuts about it, but I'm sorry, that show just fucking works. And they got me. Jaded bitch that I am. No, but the fact that
that's her highest grossing movie is,
again,
like,
because it just works. It, sure. It appeals to everyone.
Everybody!
Whoa, whoa, Mamma Mia, here I go again. My, my, how can I resist you?
Whatever.
Mamma Mia.
I like it. That's good.
And I have to tell you what struck me the most, and I was all on board for a fun jukebox musical, but the one song by them that I always kind of had in the back of my head is being just a little bit more profound than others.
Waterloo?
No. Oh. Was The Winner Takes It All, because it's about all their divorces. They were two couples that got divorced. They were the Fleetwood Mac of Sweden.
Oh.
And The Winner Takes It All was actually a very personal song. And I think that's the only song they ever explained the lyrics to the girls, because those girls didn't speak English.
Yeah, they sang it all phonetically.
But The Winner Takes It All. And when that woman came downstage and sang to that guy about loss and The Winner Takes It All, and I was like, I'm actually tearing up over an ABBA song that's not Chiquitita, which they sang in a bathroom stall. But anyways, so just kind of funny that Mamma Mia ends this legend, wait for it, Derry Run. That'll make sense in a minute.
Have you been watching a lot of that? Yeah. Is that what's happening?
Yeah. Okay. The new season of Orphan Black starts April 18th on BBC America. Please check your dials.
Oh,
Laura.
And hating ABBA is up there with hating Wilson Phillips. Like, some people, just the joke just didn't land. Like, if you didn't know how goofy they were, and you weren't, like, I was 9 to 12 years old when they were, like, at their heyday. Like, to me, they were just a goofy fucking bunch of idiots, but I kept buying the albums. Like, they were almost like a novelty band, because the songs were so fucking goofy. But then they got into Super Trooper and The Visitors, and all of a sudden you're like, all right, this is pretty good. And then later you're like, oh my God, I know every fucking word. Right. It's shame-based. I'm not trying to tell you it's
bring
not.
Bring me a man after midnight.
Oh, but the one that they, oh God, now it's going to come to me. Take a chance, 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 take a chance. That chant will just stay in your head for the rest of your life.
Take a chance on me.
And with the pretty birds have flown. That still stands up as one of the best lyrics in any song is when the pretty birds have
clearly
flown.
Clearly we don't know them.
No, it's from the Take a Chance on Me. It's when the pretty birds have flown. Like, when everything that's distracting you leaves, I'm still here. Take a chance on me. Like, it's a great lyric. When the pretty birds have
tragic
flown.
I'll wait for you forever.
I'll wait for
things.
You. Yeah, it's got that little bit of desperation and D's nuts kind of like.
Now I found more songs to play to people.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
If you change your mind, I'm the first in line.
How often do you stand there with your jukebox and blasting the music?
I don't even get the reference.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right.
Actually, what I do is I just find out the songs that they like, and then I burn them to CD and I leave them at the doorstep.
The mixtape stalker. We've met you. We've seen D's before.
I've been you.
Or I gift them because under their email address on iTunes. Nice. I just gift them music.
You just give them, you just force it upon them.
Nice. That's actually thoughtful.
No restraining order.
Now, as a former stalker who is not really up to date on current events, I did not know about the mixtape stalker. And a friend of mine that I liked a little bit, probably a lot,
sure,
was going on a road trip, and so I made him some favorite songs of mine. Well, if you know me, you know that I tend to like sappy love songs. Uh-huh. Like, I really do tend to like a little bit sappier
Who
of a
says
pop
the world
song.
Has had enough of silly love songs?
Exactly. And that probably was on it, because I love that song so much. Or it would have Take a Chance, because I'm like, by the end of the trip, you're going to listen to that 400 times. Love to Hate You is going to be on there by Erasure, because I love to hate you. Like, it's a great lyric. Didn't realize how psychotic the mix was till he got back and was like, the restraining order's tomorrow. And I looked at the titles and I was like, oh dear.
Oh God.
God. My therapist was called.
Out of context, these are all good songs.
Hopefully people that pay attention.
That's fun.
Annie Lennox was on PBS this past Friday doing her nostalgia tour live from the Orpheum Theater in LA, where they were doing their best impression of New Orleans. And I honestly thought it was from New Orleans.
Huh?
The concert was to die for. And it's available somewhere. Please find it. I'm sure PBS will sell it because they need to make money.
Sure.
I have to tell you, towards the end, before she sent the fabulous band that was accompanying her band, actually mini orchestra that was accompanying her, they all together, including three guys walking down the aisle like a funeral procession from New Orleans, did Mood Indigo. And I have to tell you, I was crying with a heart on. It was kind of like the lap dance is better when the stripper's crying kind of thing. It was...
It's true.
These nuts.
It was one of the best things I have ever watched on TV, bar none. I was not ready for, like, how good her orchestra sounded, the fact that they did a funeral procession at the beginning of it, and it took half the song for the three guys, the horn section, to make it to the stage. She came out with a headdress and did a whole little dance with the headdress. The crowd was, like, on their feet, and then they just jammed. Then they just turned into... We are a blues orchestra. We're going to give you da blues. D's nuts. It was incredible. And I'm sure someone has got to have had the foresight to put it on YouTube or somewhere now. But please Google Annie Lennox, Mood Indigo from the Nostalgia Concert from PBS. It'll fucking kill you.
I like it.
And one of the most beautiful songs I've ever written, Mood Indigo, by the way, from the American... songbook. Mm-hmm. Percy Sledge dies. Only one hit, but luckily if you're going to go down with one big hit, make it a doozy. And then pray to God that Michael Bolton doesn't pee on it at that point.
Right. Oh, right. Michael Bolton.
But Percy Sledge, but Michael Bolton was really funny on Last Week Tonight.
Oh my God, was hysterical.
Fabulous on John Oliver.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Really good. And he cut his hair, so now he's not so atrocious. But Percy Sledge...
Laura's going to use the line, crying with a boner at work this week.
See if you can fit it in.
Yeah.
Oh! D's nuts.
D's nuts. Well done. So Percy Sledge sang When a Man Loves a Woman, and just one of the great vocal performances of all time, based on a real breakup. Somebody Google it. I'm 90% sure he wrote the song, but I did forget to look that up. But I'm pretty sure he wrote the song, and he was signed... to his record label for that song. Someone heard him sing it live, signed him to a contract, and that song just opened the whole door. Many people have remade it, infamously or famously. Bette Midler in The Rose.
Oh, she
tears the shit out of it and gives it to you. Oh, yeah.
This is the original, 1966. If you know what we're talking about. So
is that what a Nan is looking for, I wonder?
I don't.
With I Need Your Help, Dr. Ben Carlson, with the link.
Here's the song.
Where's the link? Can't
keep his mind on nothing else. Testify.
He changed the world for a good thing. He's fine. It's true. Girls make
very
me
good.
Crazy.
Let me look. Go ahead and talk about that. I'm going to look up and see if he actually wrote the song.
It's a vocal that stands the test of time. Now we're 20 years since Michael Bolton peed on it.
That's what I'm looking for.
Fucking Michael Bolton.
Oh, Mood Indigo. Yes, that'll change your fucking life. So it is available somewhere on if you Google Mood Indigo.
Yep.
No, it was actually written by Calvin Lewis and Andrew Wright. He did not write the song.
Oh, so then they wrote it based on a real breakup. Yeah. From what I've heard, the song was autobiographical in nature, about one friend writing about the other friends being a whiny bitch.
D's nuts.
D's nuts. Okay, so now we're just going to go all Veep all the time. But Orphan Black, April 18th. If you're not caught up on Orphan Black, BBC America is doing a marathon starting sometime this week. And remember, BBC America is the one that never sticks to their schedule, and they fuck everything up. This is the hardest show on TV to follow, so make plans accordingly. I'm trying to give you 2 weeks' notice on Orphan Black. And the gay guy is so much fun. The gay brother, you want to kick the clone that he's really the brother to. Just abuses him. It, like, if she was my sister, I'd kick her a couple times.
I tried five of them, and I couldn't.
Oh, it's so good. But again, I mean, you didn't like the touring company. I know, but different strokes. Yeah. He's nuts. So, but the relationship between the suburban housewife and the gay brother, the suburban housewife clone, is to die for. Like, that really does. Because the rest of the time, I'm like, okay, you need to just drop this bitch's baggage. Veep started yesterday. Sad news that clearly Veep is going to be renewed for a fifth season because all is right and well with the world. But Armando Iannucci, who is the showrunner, creator, writer, he is leaving the show after this season. Even though it has not been renewed yet, they have already picked another showrunner for the next season and just says he needs to focus on his family. I cannot imagine that there could be any inner turmoil where everyone on that set is not, like, bowing at his feet. Sure. and then the Veep review. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn, what the fuck is this? What are you talking about? You got me buried so far into the West Wing, I'm practically in Pyongyang.
Jonah, you have a job in the White House, all right? That was the deal.
I publicly denounced the internet, Dan. Okay, those are my people. I'm getting so much online hate. There are memes of me being burned alive.
Ooh, wow. Yeah,
there's one of me fucking a chicken while dressed as Bin Laden.
The chicken is dressed as Bin Laden, or you're dressed as Bin Laden?
No, I'm dressed as Bin Laden, Dan, and it's really well done. So it legitimately looks like I am engaging in bestiality while insulting 9/11 victims.
Oh, wow, that is tough.
I want a new deal. I want to get closer to the action. I'm like a boom op on a porn shoot right now.
No, I'm sorry, man, but, you know, I can't have a terrorist chicken fucker next to the president. Security.
And thank God you do that, because I have been saying for years, I cannot do that show any justice for the delivery. And there's a scene in the bathroom that you can Google when Selena finds out that the president is resigning and she's moving up. And Gary gets a nosebleed. And all that's in the script, according to them, is that she finds out she's president in a bathroom, mm-hmm. and Gary gets a nosebleed with no toilet paper, and the rest is improvised. And you can tell that Tony Hale cannot keep it together, because he's just holding his hand over his face to keep from, like, screaming out loud. And Julia Lewis just goes nuts with jokes about the no toilet paper, jokes about the news nosebleed, and she's finding out she's president all at the same time, and it's in a dirty bathroom with her on the floor. It's genius.
It is, yeah.
So you got to find out what's going on there. So then, okay, so Jonah Ryan is the character. Timothy Simons is the is the actor that plays him, and I just went on his page, found a picture of him, put it on my Facebook page, and just said, "Funny motherfucker." Not only did he like it, but he friended me.
Oh.
And he was like,
"How fun is that?"
Yeah, and I've been reading interviews. Anyway, so good. So that's it. And with that,
did you have Rita Wilson at all?
Rita Wilson, yeah. Currently starring in Larry David's Broadway show, which the name is escaping. Fish out of water. Fish in the dark. She left the show a couple of weeks ago. It was all very hush hush why she was leaving. Everyone was very supportive about her leaving the show. It turns out breast cancer, mm-hmm. Double mastectomy, and here is the peak of her career. Well, I think my big fat Greek wedding, where she made $300 million, was pretty much the peak of her career, but this would be second, that her Broadway debut, and then she gets diagnosed with breast cancer. And we had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago, as I'm turning into Marnie doing a downer story. And both old people are dead.
Please call me Rose.
The Centurion Rose. Call me Rose. Is dead.
Where was the shovel at in all of this?
But I really hope as people are making these decisions that, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, like, I just, like, not that it's good or bad to do it, but, like, I hope people are getting, like, help, not just from a surgical point of view, but from, like, a psychological point of view. Like, there's this
emotionally.
Because people are just jumping to this surgery, and I'm only, like, 9 years out of nursing school. And this, like, preemptive mastectomies and stuff like that were, like, still, like, that's not possible. Like, no one was talking
about
it. That's
not a good idea, right?
It's a new thing that's, so I just hope that she's getting help. But a wonderful woman, no weird Scientology ties. The Scientology documentary is the second most watched documentary of the decade.
Yeah.
And SeaWorld has now taken the Walmart tack. Have you seen SeaWorld commercials yet on CNN?
I have not.
The producers of the Blackfish documentary, SeaWorld has bought airtimes. Are they advertising tickets to the park or their shows? No, they're doing the Walmart thing. We're not horrible people. The commercial is 30 seconds of SNL parody. We're not horrible. Just ask us. And it says, ask us, SeaWorld.com. I mean, everything about it says, we're fucked up.
Wow.
And then, because you know how the big deal is that the dolphin's fin is bent, and that doesn't happen in the wild. It's from captivity.
It's the whale.
So they, whatever it is.
Same song.
Same shit. Whatever. However that creature self-identifies, I didn't get his whole initial
killer
pattern.
Whale. Big black killer whale.
All right, that might be
Shamu.
It.
Sounds racist.
D's nuts might be right in this statement. I'm not saying I'm wrong. I'm saying you might be
and
right.
And I feel like you're fat-shaming the whale.
I'm not fat-shaming the whale.
I do, Carney Wilson.
I didn't say it was the Carney Wilson of whales.
Call Shamu. Exactly. That's just
there's a
rude.
Thinner one somewhere. I'm saying she's less talented. No, so anyways, but these commercials, find them on CNN, watch a little CNN, and now it's like, we're not terrible to whales. Oh. We're great. I mean, it is so like Mormon circus SNL parody. Like, you just don't know. You know those, remember those billboards? We're Mormon. Ask us. Remember that shit? Oh, yeah. My God, this is worse.
Oh, yes.
I read the funniest, I think it was like The Onion or some other parody written from the perspective of the whale that killed all the people. In response, kind of along those lines of the SeaWorld commercials, like, oh no, it's fine. Oh no, my death cage. I may have to find it because it was
just
strikingly hilarious. Yeah.
But I'm sitting there, and you know, go ahead.
Oh no, you got 45 seconds.
I mean, just the thing that I do, like, because I don't exercise voluntarily, so I have to have music, and then I have to have the TV on at the gym with the closed captioning, so I can like. Read my news. You have to distract me 100 different ways so I don't know I'm exercising.
Right.
So I'm watching that commercial with closed captions on, which made it even more vile and like completely
wrong.
Satirical.
Right.
Ask us. Like in my mind, that's how they were screaming it with right. their demon eyes.
Right. Underwater.
Yeah. And then I just have one. I have one little follow up at the over thing, and then we'll throw over to shit show.
Okay. It's the show. Q Talk America. Everybody in the chat room, thank you.
No,
we're coming back with more segments. We are the best show on the air right now at this time from this studio. Ask us.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again, 9:04 on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is the show with Clayton McKee. That's me. I'm sitting next to Kat Carlson, Marnie Ryer, and Al Perkins rounding out our cast.
Tragedy!
We have a wine spill going into hour three.
We've got help on the way.
God damn. The pizza. How's the pizza?
It wasn't the moonshine.
I tried a new glass. It's my fault.
How's the pizza? The pizza okay?
Pizza's good.
When you hit any electronic equipment, God. It's always one of my fears here in Studio C that there's going to be some sort of a...
It is dripping through the hole.
A shorty.
These nuts.
These nuts are dripping through the hole.
Yeah.
Well,
literally can't.
I mop the floor every week in here because I know that sometimes there's a spit take and sometimes there's spillage.
Well,
it does look like I piddled a little through the hole.
Well, at your age, we expect that, Al.
We really do.
I mean, you could get the
fact
always
that I'm still cotton to this age is really kind of impressive.
We can get you the always underpants.
Always. Whoops, I just shit my pants.
So convenient.
Oops, and I did. Crapped my pants.
Oh, that's what it is.
Well, as we are continuing on with the show, we got a little less than an hour to go. Al is in the middle of an entertainment section, and he had one more thing he wanted to talk about.
A wee bit of a spill, though.
I just a little something, because I had said a couple years ago that my hope was if I ever had the flu or a disease, that I would catch up on How I Met Your Mother. So
fun.
Here's we're going to do a what I knew and what I didn't know version of this story. So first, I knew I was ill and I had some time to kill, so I turned it on to get the episodes that I missed. What I didn't know was that it was on for 9 fucking seasons. They had 24 episodes a season.
Yeah.
So it took me a month. What started off as a grand dream while I was ill turned into, and I'm still watching this a month later.
Mm. Oh, okay.
But if you're going to binge something, I have to tell you, and you know, as bingeable shows come on, this show is so well done.
Yeah, it's very smart.
Beautifully, beautifully done. And I had, and they don't syndicate some of the sad episodes, but those fuckers can all act.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I could not get over and how they handled it for the whole show was that the main girl, the one that everyone's in love with, including the other girl who has sexual fantasies about her, says in the beginning she doesn't want to get married, she doesn't want to have kids, which kind of goes against the How I Met Your Mother storyline of like him being in love with her, and she sticks to it. Like a couple seasons later, it comes up again, she's like, still don't want to get married, still don't want to have kids. And it's devastating to someone else, and you're like, well, it's very rare that someone, that they honored a woman's choice like that. To me, it, instead of her like, oh, I love you, I guess I'll have kids, she's like, no, I'm not interested. This has to end. If you want kids, I'm not your gal. And I thought, well, that's kind of a brave and unusual way to go with that. Mm-hmm. And very well done. And then they did this episode about, I don't know, season 6 or something, where she finds out that she can't have kids. And instead of doing like a whole like very special blossom, she did, the episode was presented when she thought she was pregnant, to the kids of her future, kind of like how the whole mm-hmm. show is done. And she's talking to her children, her future children, as they're adults. And then at the end, when the doctor tells her, no, you're not pregnant, you can't have kids, and the kids just disappear, and she's like, well, I'm kind of glad. And I was like, holy shit, this is a CBS 8 o'clock sitcom with, like, jokes, like, weird jokes that all of a sudden handles infertility like this? Seriously, but then she doesn't share it with anybody else. It doesn't turn into a very special blossom. She just kind of says to herself, I'm going to keep this to myself. I don't think I like the way my friends would respond to my infertility. And I was like, who does that? And then the story comes back and it, like, reverberates through the seasons as everyone finds out she can't have kids. And it was gut-wrenching. And I'm like, okay, these people are getting me to cry over and over again with, like, really resounding things. Then there's an episode about how she never mentions her mother, bad relationship with her father. And then they just tell you, here's the times we've talked about her mother. And now her mom's not coming to her wedding. And you're like, I was How I Met Your Mother. It was so well done that when I finally finished it, it was like, and I told you when I watched the season finale last year, I got that How I Met Your Mother was not about her mother, about their mother. Mm-hmm. Like, that was pretty obvious. If the mother was still involved, there wouldn't be a show called How I Met Your Mother. She'd be sitting next to him. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't be telling the story
alone.
She's
going to be gone or dead.
Clearly
or whatever.
The mother's gone. But I had missed, because, again, they don't syndicate the sad episodes.
Well, and you very rarely catch them, like, weekly in order anymore. Like, you catch them a little bit here and a little bit there and out of order. Because that's one that I've always kind of, it's been on my list for a really long time to just sit down and binge the fuck through it.
It's genius. It's so well done. And in season 8, there was an episode where I was like, well, clearly she's dead. He just kind of said that she's dead.
Oh.
And then in season 9, they just hit you with a double punch. I mean, they just go D's nuts to you and just double barrel you with, my wife is dead and I'm really sad telling the story. And I was like a sobbing mess because I'm like, I think she's dead in this episode. I think we're admitting it. And then they just say it and they end up holding hands and he's sobbing and she's sobbing. And I'm like, this is a situation comedy. To me, it's better than Friends. Like, this was 9 episodes of, like, really 9 seasons. I did not know I was in for that much. It took me a month to watch. Yeah. And I really watched a lot of it while I was sick and I had nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But the later episodes where they just, like, all the things that they had built up that they finally just hit you with, I'm like, just really well done. Alison Hannigan is my new favorite actress.
She's been my favorite for a long time.
I don't think a lot of her comedy-wise, but, God, when she gets something dramatic to stick her teeth in, that girl's just a waterworks factory. Oh. So it was really good. So that was my thing is... And the jokes are funny. You end up, like, the laughs are well-earned, but, God, do they get you with the tears on a situation comedy.
I had no idea.
And all of a sudden, them not winning Emmys makes a lot of sense, because I always tell people, you can't have drama in your... You can't submit your episode that's got, like, serious tones to it. To win a comedy Emmy, your episode has to be funny, and that's what a lot of people do. They're like, well, look how good I'm acting. Yeah, but you're not funny.
Mm-hmm.
So, just anyways, that was my thing. If you're going to binge-watch something and you got some time and we're in between binge-watching shows... Put that on and watch that ride. Just well done on all counts.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Well, all righty. Ked Carlson, you ready? You're on deck? Here we go.
Tom, I got to shit on it right now. Tom, I never know they're just fictional characters. I still think the characters in Tales of the City are all real.
No, just like real.
I like that Tom was going to offer me. Tom, you're like 20 years late to their just fictional characters. And hit it.
I have to clear the deck once again.
Wait for it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ked Carlson has the floor.
I sure the fuck don't. Oh, but I've been kind of leaning on the Twitterverse for my stories this week, and we're going to talk about Bruce Jenner. We're going to talk about a head transplant. We've got the free-range children saga continuing. And today happens to be a very special day for women in this country.
Oh.
So we'll talk about all of those
things. Grilled Cheese Day?
Yes. Yeah, just like pulling apart a grilled cheese.
I felt as a woman that yeast infection meant something to me.
Oh, my God.
Because these nuts were a little yeasty.
Cold grilled cheese is hard to pull apart.
Yeah.
Right after a bite of that pizza.
That's a true story.
Good Lord.
I didn't tell you to put it in your mouth.
So I'm learning a whole lot about Twitter and trending topics, which is very fun. Things that people are talking about and the things that people find important are astonishing to me sometimes.
Yes.
A lot of television. There's a lot of television involved.
Yeah.
There was something terrible that happened on a British TV show that made shit just blow up this afternoon as I was allegedly working, aka prepping for the show.
Oh, I did not see that headline.
I don't even remember the show because I was like, what? And I went and looked for it, and it was basically like the BBC MTV version of Jersey Shore. And somebody left the house. It was a thing.
Oh.
I know.
My stars.
Twitterverse was all in an uproar. And so it's very fun because you can go on Twitter and look at the trending topics and click on them and find out what everybody's saying about it. So as it turns out, Bruce Jenner is giving an interview.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big one to Diane Sawyer later this week, airing on Friday, in fact.
No, correct. And when the actual date?
24th.
Friday, April 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I skipped ahead or didn't skip ahead far enough. Yeah. Lady Jenner is going to sit down with Diane Sawyer.
I'm going to be there to see Lady Jenner get it done.
And it's very fun because the teaser article says nothing about what everyone's going to tune in for. And it just says, well, you know, I'll give some insight into the show, keeping up with the Kardashians and, you know, the tight bond that they have as a family and all that stuff. And everybody's like, why?
There's not a tight person in that family. Let's just say it. The word tight is being vastly.
The only thing tight in that show right now is Jenner's face because it's been drawn a few times back.
Right.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Al.
And I feel like the reason everyone's going to tune in is to just try and find out if he's going to say why he looked like a lady. Mm. Yeah. So now.
And clearly Jamaicans will be part of this because you said so.
Oddly, like a lady. The spoiler alert is he's actually going to replace the current guy doing Hedwig.
He's got till August to get it together.
Right, when Darren Criss is out, Jenner's in.
Oh, you look like a lady.
Look for that.
I mean, I want to be supportive of that letter of the alphabet.
Of course.
But here's what keeps it from happening.
Bruce Jenner?
Yeah.
And a drunk Diane Sawyer talking.
You know what I mean?
So how are you doing?
Cher's kid gets on board, I'm
in. She's exhausted.
All right.
Little tranny from Florida's on it, I'm with her.
Sure.
Carrying the banner, walking through the parade. Don't even get what we're walking for.
Sure.
Bruce Jenner? Nah.
You got nothing.
Why?
Was it the just nails? Because the nails so really horrible. Freaked me out a lot.
Like, that family, I swear to God, he's cutting off his dick for ratings. Like, I don't believe there's a sincere bone
in these nuts?
In these nuts. Like,
Don't spit.
I honestly think that whore mother, whatever her name is.
Kris Jenner,
yeah. Would chop off her husband's dick to get 3 more points in the 18 to 49 demographic.
They did that twice last week in Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, and Ryan Seacrest, the producer, would suck it afterwards because he's kind of gay.
Kind of.
Did you write Ryan Seacrest down as a possible not listen ever?
Ryan, dwarf homosexual. Bye, Ryan.
I can't wait for him next season on Game of Thrones. They need another midget. You can't have just one.
No, there's only one. I read all the books.
I know.
There's
See,
only
he needs
one.
A friend. Ryan Seacrest.
The imp. No, he doesn't have any friends. There's none others. I read all the books. There's no other.
So there's nowhere dwarfs. For Ryan
nowhere
Seacrest in this
in the
story.
Seven Kingdoms. That's
Could
right.
You
I did
just
read
cross
all
everyone off our list.
Except those people like Jenny and Tomo.
Except
in the chat room.
I think our chat room just dwindled by about 3 people.
This one said
good hello to India who just chimed in to the show.
Been
listening.
Here all day.
Annette.
They weren't in this screen.
Oh, okay. Oh. But he's been chatting with us.
No,
literally all
I know that. But somebody just chimed in on the.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Annette,
what,
we might have a love connection.
I don't know. I just bring up topics of information. Continue on.
A country of 10 billion people. Annette, do you know the other listener?
My friend Charlie was over there one time.
Oh. Well, you know, the marvels of modern medicine.
But who's not going to tune in, though? I mean, honest to God, though.
Right.
Popcorn in hand. Probably that shitty organic stuff from...
don't buy that shit again.
How I Met Your Fat and Easy Place.
It's still out there on the counter. You can have some more.
Don't do that again. Go with the smart food popcorn every time. The white cheddar. It's the only way to go. Well, the marvels of modern medicine... have done it again. Some call it insane. One describes a fate worse than death, but for a 30-year-old Russian man whose muscles are wasting away, the doctor's plan to transplant a human head is highly appealing. No shit.
Which head?
This one.
Oh, okay.
The one on the
Pacific.
The north.
The north. True north.
One on top.
Well, depends on which way you land.
Yep. A man by the name of Valerie says, I can hardly control my body now. He's a computer scientist with a wording Hoffman disease. He says, I need help every day, every minute. I'm now 30 years old, although people rarely live more than 20 years with this disease. So he found himself an Italian doctor who says that he can go ahead and swap heads. So he's going to cut this dude's head off.
This is bullshit.
No, this isn't
this
bullshit.
This is soap dish.
This is not soap dish. This is not bullshit. They really think they're going to do this. They really think they're going to cut...
And a precedent-setting three-day surgery. That's right. From Soap Dish.
Sure.
When they did the head transplant.
Probably.
Hey, if those Italians can upright that Costa Concordia, those fuckers can do anything. So I'm getting 10 to 1 on this.
I know.
Oh, I like it. We have an odds maker now in-house.
Look at that.
D's Nuts hired an odds maker. Can't get a fact checker, but we got an odds maker.
Bookmakers, dial 424.
We are seriously OTB.
Oh, Anant, I understand. I'm sorry.
OTB, out to brunch.
Out to brunch. Yes, that's the gay version of off-track betting. Off to brunch.
OTB.
Couldn't think of anything more.
All right. I did learn something from Dr. Ben Carlson today.
Yeah, this article appears to be just a little bit of a teaser, and they're going to announce more details as time goes on while they...
Oh, a very important announcement next week, like Dr. Ben Carlson. I sent the theme from D's Nuts. Carlson.
Oh, goodness gracious. I thought I had more with that story, but apparently not. Don't know why I pulled
it. I love when you shit on your own stories and then gesture to the wall, like it's the wall's fault. Who wrote it?
Because I'm swiping it off my screen.
This piece of muslin wrote that horse shit.
Before, you know, it used to be she'd throw the paper.
And then there was an axe.
It's all about the axe.
And then they were all dead.
Had to have been 100.
One of them was 100. It was funny. It was funny. I remember it being funny.
It was a funny story.
I was told it was funny. I don't remember laughing, but I was told it was funny.
I laughed my ass off.
Here, we'll try this one in an updated story. Shit on this whole segment.
You're doing it yourself, though. I don't know why you're looking at me.
Self-inflicted shitting.
That's happened.
There's an emoji for that.
That's called post-black bean burrito.
There is.
I have self-inflicted shitting.
Was anyone in this room listening to a story maybe a month ago?
Yes, and following closely while you talk loudly when I'm in the bathroom, because I got something to say.
All right. About a story of some free-range children.
Yes.
Anybody ringing a bell?
Yes.
And,
and weren't the parents arrested?
No, never arrested.
I thought the parents were...
They were detained
because
investigated.
Because the children were free range and unrestricted.
Because the children were walking home from the park.
3/4 of a mile from home or something. So that, yeah, I remember that.
Well, it turns out they didn't learn from being scolded and warned. And
bastards.
Told the parents.
God, the kids.
And they also didn't move
out
of the town where it's illegal to leave your children unattended. Okay. No, they went ahead and just sent their kids back to the park to play.
Repeat offender.
Repeat offenders. The so-called free-range children of Maryland. Their parents, who made headlines last year when they were called out for letting them walk a mile home unaccompanied. The children were taken in protective custody for several hours on Sunday. Yeah.
Something.
The world is so different from when I was a kid. I would out in the morning, gone for hours in the woods and trails and forts on bikes and shit, and then come home at night.
Yeah. I didn't even live in the country. Like, I lived in like suburban Utah, and we were at the 7-Eleven like stealing Slurpees all fucking day.
Like you do.
One kid would go dance in front of the counter. The other kid would just start yanking off some Slurpee.
Yanking.
Wow, that
yanking
sounds
off some
wrong.
Slurpee.
Yanking off some Slurpee.
I'll leave that alone.
From D's Nuts.
D's Nuts right here.
D's Nuts.
Go ahead.
So in the free range children case, the mom's name is Danielle, and she posted this weekend on her Facebook, like you do when you're frustrated. She says, I'm at Montgomery County CPS because the police picked up my children and didn't bring them home.
And didn't call her and tell her where her kids were.
Yes.
So the police kidnapped her kids.
Exactly.
Dun, dun, dun.
We've been searching for the kids for hours and have been here at CPS for 30 minutes, and they still haven't let us see or talk to the children. Apparently, the police lured the kids into their police car by saying, hey, we're going to take you home.
Lured them. They're using the word lured. Yep. Wow. This is getting good.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, they're using the word coerced.
Oh, even worse.
I know.
Who was coerced?
The children.
The children were coerced into the police car.
Yeah.
With the lie that we're going to take you home?
Telling them that they would drive them home. Absolutely. They kept the kids for 3 hours without notifying the parents and then dropped them off at the crisis center. Like you do with kids who don't actually have parents.
Right.
Or whose parents are actually
And then failed
gone.
To notify the parents
and again,
where they were.
Remind those of us who weren't paying attention. What city is this?
This is in Maryland. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the city.
Okay, so just back east of Maryland.
Silver Spring, Maryland.
Silver Spring.
Where it is on the books and illegal for children under the age of 18 to be unattended by an adult.
Wow. Under 18.
Under 18.
That's insane.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
No.
I mean,
like
can you
living?
Imagine?
No.
First of all, I have children in my house. I can't even imagine having to watch them that much.
Right. Well, you know, it almost sounds...
So, in this scenario, are you going to go somewhere and I got to go with you?
This almost sounds like it's one of those Del Webb retirement communities where nobody's even permitted in if they're under 55 years old. Like, this whole city is like, you can't even have kids.
They'll let you in if you promise to sleep with them, Clayton. I'm sorry you thought that.
Awkward.
Is that a Mexican?
Not where I was going. So not where I was going.
No, I,
is there moonshine left?
Oh yeah.
I've lost everything I had.
The Al's lady claimed you had a full. You got a half a gallon of bourbon in front of you.
Well, I got nothing.
I love it. I've lost everything I had. She cried while the dingo ate her baby. Come on, settle down.
Oh.
Okay, I have so many problems with this story. Tell me when you're ready for me to interject.
Please go ahead.
First off, what the fuck? The cops are abusive in that story.
Well, yeah, the cops are, first of all, they're going to go ahead and investigate and harass the family in the first
place. And scare these kids.
Right.
And make them feel like they don't have parents when they're doing, and it's some kind of parenting. There's the crazy bitch from, not crazy bitch, she's actually lovely, but Mayim Bialik, who's doing the don't let go of that fucking kid parenting. What's that called?
Helicopter parenting?
No, it's worse. It's
submarine. Pick a mode of transportation. Come on.
But anyway, she's
go-kart,
and moped. People ask her, like, how can you have a marriage and two kids if you won't stop this style of parenting where, like, you won't let that kid out of your sight and the kid sleeps in your bed? And she's like, oh, no, it works. They got divorced.
Like, attachment.
Seriously, like, attachment parenting.
Oh.
So there's that kind of parenting, which clearly is not good for the marriage because those kids need to go somewhere. These nuts have
every
to go
once in a while, sure.
Somewhere else. Mom and dad are doing it. You know, quote a chorus line here. That's just fucking weird. Then there's these people that are trying to do free-range parenting. I'm sorry, don't name it how I want my chickens raised, right. Okay? These are your children, not my chickens. Let's get it together.
You know what, and I tend to, like, come across a lot of parenting blogs, and I read a lot, I read a lot just in general, and so I've read a lot of different articles and philosophies on parenting, and a lot of other countries in the world kind of believe in that whole free-range thing, and it actually statistically works.
Yeah, because we were all raised free-range.
Yeah.
Look at us.
All three of us. I mean, raging alcoholics, but aside from that, gainfully employed.
And a little more street smart than maybe we should be at an early age in life.
I mean, clearly a couple days late for our first AA meeting, but really, that's not what we're talking about.
They're not required. Just found that up.
The meetings?
Yes, no.
Totes not required.
Totes optional.
Totes not required.
And
I've read articles that say, from Americans that have moved overseas, especially to Europe. Apparently in Europe, they don't give a fuck where these kids are.
No, because they're at the park playing soccer.
Right.
There's like soccer fields, and there's not like crazy fucking parents screaming at the coaches.
No.
The kids are just playing soccer.
The kids go away, and the parents are drinking wine.
Right. They're enjoying a little glass of De Marjorie.
What is it? What is it? Soccer wine? What was it we were calling it?
Purse wine.
Yeah.
I mean, the French are getting it right, and those kids are,
and they're allegedly
couple scorching cases of STDs, but the rest of it's healthy. But
most of them curable.
I'm sorry, like, we're so overprotective, and I love my family. I love my nieces. Those are girls couldn't find their way out of a paper sack.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm serious. You're 20 years old. I'd already been to Europe a couple times. Like, you can't drive to the middle of the state by yourself?
Right.
Yeah. No.
Well, and we
and I'm
see
sorry
it.
If you're listening to my family, but these girls need to be going down to spring break somewhere.
Yeah. Well, and, our kids are only like 7 and 9, and
so maybe not spring break yet for them.
Not spring break yet for them. No. But you know what? Some by design and some by circumstance. The oldest is markedly more independent and mature and trustworthy than his friends. You know what I mean? Like, I see this little kid's, all the little kids, they'll come over from time to time, and I have to, like, be somewhat sober and responsible. Yeah.
Mornings
somewhat.
Only.
Somewhat. D's nuts.
Right.
Equals
from, like,
somewhat.
Noon to noon 30.
To dark time. Noon to dark time.
And then she yells out, get off my lawn.
Oh, that's me.
But, I wouldn't think a second thought about letting the kids, and a couple of them at a time. I'm not so crazy about kids going off by themselves, but yeah, you got like two friends over, the park's like a little less than a mile away. Yep, you got bikes, go. Mm-hmm. Have a good time.
That's what bikes are for. Go.
Right. Get out, go away.
Don't talk to strangers, scream as loud as you can. If you're white, find a cop.
Sure. And those are really good rules.
Those are really good rules to live by.
Actually, I still go by those same rules. I still do them.
Yeah.
Point at the emoji.
Ride my bike.
Touched you.
Yes. text the emoji. But
you need, like, you need a little bit of, you got to find your way out of a fucking paper sack because things happen.
Eventually the world's going to come to you.
Yep. And now with cell phones, you can be in constant contact. And I'm serious. There is a button that says, find my current location.
Yeah.
That thing stops beeping. Where was the last time they saw him? You can be in constant contact with that phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch that thing beep. I'm sure Samsung has something that I could see where your kid was on my TV. That sounds predatorish. I didn't mean it that way.
That's okay. You know, and
you
and
might
so,
have that same TV and do it with your child is how I meant that.
just a couple of weeks ago, the oldest, I picked him up from school, and it was on a day when we have an after-school thing that we have to go do for the younger kid. And so, you know, the older one and I always just kind of end up sitting in the waiting room for an hour. And he looks at me and he had it all laid out. He said, well, you know what? I've been thinking about it. And I talked to mom and I think that I am old enough to stay home for up to one to two hours during daylight hours by myself. And he like rattled off all of these really like logical sounding rules that I hadn't even thought of for a child home alone, you know,
about the stove is off limits. You'll be enjoying cold foods and things that come in a pantry.
Yeah.
At this level.
Right. And you know what I mean? Like we really kind of talked it out and went, yeah, all right, we'll try it for an hour. And he called me 7 times during the hour.
Again, the phone is very handy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, totally handy. Like we have a landline.
See, I have right now on my phone, 3 people tracking live. I know where everybody is.
Yeah.
Like, and by the way,
do they know?
Oh, yeah, they do. Well, they have to give approval. So I know I always track where mom is. So if I go to mom, boom, that's where mom is right now.
Right.
But you do the same thing with a kid. If you've got to give me that fucking phone and move on. Michael's on here, so I know where that kid is. Handy shit. And I like how my mom has named her location. She named it after a cat, Zoe's house.
But then I listened to the same kid that I just was like, I mean, it's going to be about an hour and a half, but all right, call me if anything happens and I'll call you, you know, like we'll keep in touch. And decided that, yeah, that's okay. You can be home alone. And, you know, I gave him a list, like my mother did. I gave him a list of shit that should take him from here to East Jesus to accomplish.
Do not answer the door.
Yeah, nobody comes in the house.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, and we will talk about it weekly from here till eternity, like, you know, what kind of scenarios would happen.
No one knows your parent. I'm a friend of your parents is a danger. That's stranger danger.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a friend of your parents means alarm.
I lost my dog.
If you're white,
can
find a cop.
Well, and last week we even talked about, I said, okay, well, what if, you know, Jimmy's mom comes over because it's somebody that we clearly know and somebody that I'm friends with and somebody like one of his friend's parents. I'm like, then what do you do? And he's like, oh, I don't know. So then we set up a scenario for that. Like, if something like that happens.
Did you get Jenny's mom to come over and play Jenny's mom?
No, not yet.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Not yet.
Role playing.
Yeah. No. It'll come to that soon. And I'll do it. You know what I mean? I'll call my friends and I'll be like, here's the thing. We've been talking about this. We've been practicing this. I want you to go knock on my door.
Right.
Go do that while he's home alone.
That's smart.
No, no.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, and every scenario always ends with call me immediately.
Right.
You know, whatever happens, police come to the door. Tell them to wait. Call me immediately.
Yep.
And I don't know if new phones have it, but my old phone, the Judy Jetson girl phone of the future.
Mm-hmm. The flip phone.
Became the flip phone. You held 9 and that was 911.
Sure.
And that was before you had like locate the phone out. They had to ping it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They had to play Hunt for Red October with it.
No,
is that feature still available on cell phones? Or is there just an emergency button?
You know, this kid doesn't have a cell phone. He's not going out of the house by himself.
No, but I'm right. saying, like, is that feature is that available for the free-range children who are wandering around? I'm just saying, I mean, I was up to no know. Good, but I was emergency out and about call. And... I don't know.
I think we were out and about before the 911 system was fully implemented.
I think this is one of those things where I don't think CPS and child endangerment and keeping and taking children away from their parents... I think but the interesting thing is it's a conversation that needs to be had on all fronts. It's like
all the time,
somewhere between this kid can't wipe its ass by itself to that kid's on a busy street walking by himself. Or there's people that aren't white and wealthy and living in Maryland that have latchkey kids that have to get home from school by themselves. Are you going to arrest the parents for going to work?
Right.
Like, that's what this is.
Well,
this,
and they've done that.
This is like, a white privileged family in an upscale neighborhood.
Yes.
This is not a realistic situation. This is not someone that's...
And they've done that. We've seen articles about the woman who sent her kid across the street to the park while she was at work.
Right.
The woman who did a very similar thing to go on a job interview.
Mm-hmm. And then made $1 million off of...
Well, GoFundMe.
Pay it forward, whatever it was called.
GoFundMe. That's what I need. I just need a sad story.
Right.
Well, somebody help me think of a sad story.
There's one about an axe. And
oh my god,
Some people find it funny, though. You got to be careful that one.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, hysterical.
I need to listen back to last week.
Oh, I did.
And that story, did you?
Oh, it was hysterical.
If you could just take...
It was such a cry for
you
help.
You could take audio excerpts from this show and create your sad story about how you're always stepped on and talked over. Okay. And that would be your sad story.
I feel like I'm adapting well to it. I don't...
You're wearing Al down. That's really what it matters.
No, I'm being choosier with my topics and more informed about them, which makes a conversation.
It's more fun to think you're wearing Al down.
No, but now I ask. Right. You don't have this on your thing, do you? Because we're not in Oscar season, so there's not a lot of entertainment stories.
Sure.
But another thing to really think about is chipping your children. I mean, if you're that fucking concerned, do the X-Files. Put the chip in Scully's neck. You know what I mean? Just do it.
Yeah. I mean, there's a chip people in chip my cat. Dog.
Right. There's a chip. If you care enough, but people care way more about their pets than they do about children.
True story.
Which is why I hate pets.
I'm on board with that.
Yeah. But... put a chip in them. Granted, if you watched that TV show last year with Gillian Anderson, where the first thing they did was remove the hidden chips from all the kids. They scanned them, found out where they were, and pulled their teeth and stuff.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It was fantastic, where they kidnapped all the fame of the Washington kids.
I stopped listening for a minute. What are we talking about?
Oh, well, the kids were all chipped, but somebody kidnapped on a field trip all the kids of Washington, including the president's son. Oh, that's where the kid's from. Anyways.
Wow.
That's where they went from. But anyways... Oh. But the first thing they did was they drugged them and removed their chips, and some of them were in their back molars.
Mm.
So people were like, why did they pull my teeth? And it turns out they were secretly chipped.
I feel like you're mixing up Lost, 12 Monkeys, and X-Files all into one story.
12 Lost Monkeys?
No, what? 12 Monkeys from 1999 with Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis.
No, I agree, but the show was on last year, and it had...
See those entertainment chops I just pulled out?
I did. I know you were I know every reference, so I'm with you. I'm like, and Drew, I agree with you 100%. I was from older parents who had already raised two perfect girls. Like, by the time it got to me, they were like, just go. Like, we're good at this.
We don't need
clearly
a third
raised
girl.
Two good ones. You'll never drink or anything like that. Like, nothing's ever going to go wrong in this story.
I was an eldest and supposed to be most protected child, and I was just dumped off at home with a younger sibling even.
Yeah.
You know,
which is my
to
sister
beat upon who doesn't speak to me anymore.
Babysitting at 13, like she was taking, was not only controlled of life, but make dinner for this picky fucking 3-year-old who won't eat a goddamn thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know
who exists on peanut butter and Italian food. Feed
that
fucker,
right?
What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Well, the last thing that I have to talk about is that today is hashtag Equal Pay Day.
Yeah.
Oh, wait for it.
Oh. Yes. Caller?
Damn nuts.
And about fucking time.
D's nuts.
No.
I am on board with D's nuts.
Stand by, because what Equal Pay Day means is that if everybody started on January 1st, 2014, today is the day that women will have made as much money as men did by the end of 2014.
Yeah.
At the 77 cents per hour.
And we have to raise awareness and get Marco Rubio and his Cuban-Canadian friend and whatever Bush is still hunting around. Into the loop of this is something. Lily Ledbetter, right? That's the act?
Yeah.
The Lily Ledbetter act that the Republicans shot down?
I believe so, yeah.
And when people ask me, why don't you vote Republican? Lily Ledbetter.
Right.
Like, here's a word.
That's Tourette's for you.
No, it is. It is Tourette's.
Shout it out there.
I know.
Yeah. Honest to God, that is Tourette's. Like, it has to be. And I don't know if you guys were following when I put the picture of Hillary, and I had a friend, and I enjoy him. I think he's a very responsible man. Like, oh my God, she's the most untrustable person in history. And Kara, who, you know, doesn't offer political opinions publicly often, was like, oh, fuck this.
Yeah.
Equal pay, equal work, women in charge, get this shit done. And she just shut that argument down.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Like,
and you have to follow up. If any one of your three boys or any other white male in that, we had a new cunt on the horizon, Carla Fierro.
Oh, yeah. That was hysterical. She got shot down big time trying to put Hillary down.
Yeah.
And big time on MSNBC.
She's going to announce soon, too. She's going to be the Republican hopeful. She gave money to Prop 8. Doesn't believe in gay rights. Believes women belong in the home, except for her. Bad at business. She was, what is it, Google or Hewlett-Packard?
Hewlett-Packard.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Stocks dropped.
Yep. She's a winner.
I feel like we should vote for her.
This cunty McCunstein. She's one to watch.
Yep.
She's against, and my friend was like, well, she's a woman, why don't you support her? And I'm like, anti-gay, anti-woman, anti-choice.
Right, just because it has a vagina doesn't mean I'm going to vote for it.
Right.
That's like everybody who was like, well, why wouldn't you vote for Sarah Palin? No. Why would I?
Let me count the ways.
I'd rather gouge my eyes out.
Yeah, and yes. And just because that's what it always came down to. Just because someone has a vagina doesn't mean I'm going to vote for them because it's
and then
oh,
people
it's a
like,
woman.
Oh, she's no, mean. No, 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 you're no. being misogynistic. You're going after this woman.
No,
she doesn't
no.
stand up for women. Why would I stand up for her?
Well,
in what world
that, like,
has she stood up for a woman?
Just because it's a female, I can still disagree with her. I don't have to.
Oh, right, right, right. But when they play the misogyny card,
oh,
my
I
thing
agree.
Is
yes.
she has never stood shoulder to shoulder with another woman on one topic. Why the fuck
You're right.
would I stand shoulder to shoulder with her?
You're right.
Like,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
denying women in the South health care. Fuck you, lady.
Yeah.
I
agree.
And this Carla bitch is another one.
Yeah. For real. It's been over 50 years since President Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act.
Yeah.
And we're doing good. Doing real, real good.
Stay on track.
Women, we are on track.
No, you are. Oh, I was highlighting what you're doing.
See, well, the Equal Rights Amendment died in the 70s. Equal Rights Amendment. Mm-hmm. That's what couldn't get passed. Yeah. All the other amendments to the Constitution, the one that can't get passed is the ERA.
Equal Rights. Yeah. 50 years ago, President Kennedy signed the Equal Pay Act. Women still
earned. They shot him. By the way, the last guy that thought of that, the colonel shot him.
Mm. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
And that's your conspiracy.
Should have put his top up.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda. Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
D's nuts don't want to hear it.
Women in this country and many other countries, like, we're not the only country afflicted with it. Women across the world still earn 10 to 30% less than their male counterparts in the same industry. Now, I've been all over Twitter and the Twitter feed, and, you know, you've got the hateful comments as well.
Of course.
Plenty of people that are like, oh, no, this is a myth. And, oh, you know, if women would go into the same industry. No, this is same job. This is same industry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, in tech jobs, women earn 82% less.
Right.
In science jobs, women earn 85%
less. Well, they forget to go to meetings and ask for more money. Let me show you the scene from 9 to 5. When this was pertinent is the scene for 9 to 5 when they offer Lily Tomlin. And this 9 to 5, very funny, but it's a very topical, politically charged movie.
Yes.
Where she's like, well, he has a family. We have to pay him more. I have a family.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yep. Oh, fuck that. I got to go to Charlie's and have a drink.
Oh, that'll be good.
Atta girl. Different Charlie's, just our movie reference.
Right.
That's right.
But it gets you the same place.
But still, it still gets it all done.
Oh, and then getting killed for wanting to be educated. Because that's the other thing. That's the other thing that these little our Cuban boys from the Republica don't believe in is educating women. Because them, you know, remember... what's the one that means semen and ass juice mixed together? Santorum.
That's a true story. Look
it's a
it
true
up.
Story.
No,
yeah,
Google
that's what
that.
It means. They Google
Does it.
Does it
mean have no worries?
Yeah.
Kinda.
What did Santorum do now?
But Santorum is the one. Remember in the 2012 election, he's the one that said that it was absolutely elitist to expect people to go to college. And why would women need to go to college?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
absolutely elitist.
No, because if you get educated and you meet some other people, you might find out that your vagina is not a revolving door.
Yeah,
it's not a factory.
Either way, you know what I mean.
Well, and Tom was right.
Only the select lucky few.
Tom was right. You can't outlaw discrimination. I mean, it is so easy to mask as something else.
Yeah, and Nero, the show was Crisis. It was very good. It kind of went off the rails after a while, but. Crisis was a show where they pulled the fillings out of the kids' teeth. Yeah, it was called Crisis, and it was Gillian Anderson's. Of course, I watched it because that woman shows
why
up.
Not?
Yeah,
right.
She reads the phone book. I'm there first front row,
like you do. But yeah, that's all I got.
That's it.
All I got. Equal pay day. Let's go
off topic.
Had a topic.
You talked about the free range children.
Right.
And the first thing I thought of is, anybody seen the commercial, the Geico commercial about the free range chicken?
That's what I thought of too.
And it shows the chicken, he gets in a tractor trailer and he rides across country. He's in a train, he gets in a truck. Sure. And all of a sudden it cuts to the farmer sitting on the porch of the farmhouse. And they have a phone, and the farmer just says, he just keeps sending pictures from everywhere.
And then he shows his farm with all the chickens.
Well,
I love that commercial. It's just like,
he just keeps sending more pictures.
Now, strangely enough, I have a related poultry story for you.
Is it fowl?
Oh!
Is this topic coming up organically?
It is.
It's
free organically range. Free range fowl are all in this story.
I like it.
So they've closed since, but it really was the best place to get your holiday turkeys. Was Young's Farm up north.
Yep.
Where they had their free-range turkeys, and you pointed to the turkey, and it was dead a minute later, and in your car 2 minutes after that.
Yes.
Plucked and whatever had to be done to it.
I'm into it.
Lightly waxed, but I don't know.
Gutted.
I don't ask questions. I just eat the food. But so the best part was those turkeys were always wandering around the area. So if you went, and I went up there one year because with Taco Bell, that was one of our gifts from the owner, was he got us each family that was and got a Young's Farm turkey. And I went up for the haul of like picking out turkeys and the right size for families and deciding like you have a family of six, you should get this size. And of course, I'm a family of one and got the biggest fucking turkey on the thing. But this turkey runs by me. And I'm terrified of them because they're horrifying birds that should only be eaten.
I'm with you.
Rosario, we don't eat birds in this country. Anyways, and of course, we got to go back to Will and Grace. So there's a little name tag on the turkey that says property of Young's Farm. And then it gives the city and zip code.
Oh.
And
please return.
I was delighted forever. How far does this turkey gonna run? You included the zip code. That Prescott, Arizona... And the name of the establishment weren't enough. Can I get your exact zip code, Tom Turkey? That's like the line in Jurassic Park where he walks out and he goes, Jurassic Park 2, and he's like, Sarah Fielding, how many Sarahs do you think are lost on this island? And a last name. But I just love that they put all the information, including the zip code, on those turkeys because they were so free range. Everywhere. Arizona was not specific enough. Narrow it down.
That's
right. There's so many free range turkeys. I need to know where you're chipped to. I can't tell from here.
Can you narrow it down to a zip code, please? No phone number? They should have a phone number.
Exactly. Go in case the turkey wants to phone home.
Right. Now I kind of want to find out what the best turkey zip code is.
Phone home.
And get a turkey from that zip code.
But now that Young's Farm is closed, I do not know. And maybe Laura can help us. I'm not sure where Arizonans go for good quality free range turkey.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know what the zip code is.
Okay. I don't know. But that just cracked me up every time I hear this.
You just keep sending more pictures.
And that cracks me up.
And your people will be happy because now McDonald's has started.
Your people.
What does it mean? Your people.
We eat there. You like it.
Some things.
McDonald's but eaters the world. Chicken nuggets are now free range and no more GMOs. That McDonald's has gotten rid of GMOs from their yeah. Again, not because they're not selling you a they're just we're good to the animals. Ask us. You know what I mean? Like, they've just started this new
campaign. Our chickens live longer than any other chickens.
Whether it's bullshit, but I like that the campaigns for all these places are no longer about what they sell. They all have to be like, we're SeaWorld. We're evil, sure.
But look at all the good that we do.
Even Cruella de Vil got it better.
We're SeaWorld. Our water's clean.
These nuts are clean. I just love these new ads where McDonald's is like, I know we're the evil empire and we don't pay anybody enough, but the chicken's fresh.
I think it's worth mentioning that they are testing round-the-clock McDonald's breakfast.
You mentioned that last week.
I think it's worth mentioning again. You know how fucking excited I am?
You are, I guess.
To roll up to a 24-hour McDonald's and be like, can I have a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit at 3 o'clock in the morning?
3 in the afternoon.
And have them say yes.
Yeah, well...
Now, I understood your story last week, but this week I thought somebody was going in and testing the chickens 24 hours for their GMOs.
Like they're going to be serving McMuffins.
I may be drinking the lesbian Kool-Aid.
Sure.
I may have just gone accidentally vegan.
How is that
vegan.
The lesbian Kool-Aid?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out what I could drink that could be lesbian Kool-Aid. That I was worried.
Miller Lite. Last week she had Miller Lite.
Lesbian clear.
A fine Pilsner beer.
Chicken quesadilla. At a hospital cafeteria at 1 o'clock in the morning. That thing had more hormones in it.
Than you do.
Yeah, exactly.
There's that.
To keep me male.
All right, kids. We're going into the final segment of the show. It's called Thoughtful Vulgarity, and it goes a little like this.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow. Which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when important questions come up several hours after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? Good luck.
I don't talk till someone says good luck. I'm just saying. So we're going to go back 3 years ago to our original question, which I may or may not remember.
Our first question?
I do. Oh, wait. You didn't ask me to marry you, did you?
Why the hell would I ever do that?
I was just worried. Whenever I say I do, I just want to make sure. Can you repeat
why would I have ever asked that?
I just wanted to make sure I didn't agree to something I was not following through.
Well, I think I would have followed up in 3 years.
Yeah. Right now, it's kind of like, will you help me carry this? I don't want to say I do to that.
Yeah,
ask the question again. Just
light as a feather. It's always the answer. Lying bitch.
Oh, you helping me carry something is perfectly appropriate. Sure, me helping you carry something's not going to happen.
No, I know my allies.
All right, so we're gonna go all pineapple head.
I thought somebody
would
bring cake, but they didn't.
I was in charge of champagne that I drank.
I brought pizza.
I was told to bring umbrellas.
Well, put it on the pizza. It's still intact. You go.
Who told what,
100% intact.
Why umbrellas?
Because of daiquiris.
Deckwise. Oh!
Well, first of all, original daiquiris are martini style, so no umbrella.
Why? Well,
and second of all, I worked instead of shopping today.
All right. Well, okay. I will.
There's always next Tuesday.
Yeah.
I'll try to be in charge of deckwise.
Deckwise?
Deckwise. Hey, I don't drink a lot of carbonated shit, so the burps are not my fault.
Here's what you need. You need white rum, simple syrup, lime juice.
Ooh, and a white woman.
Shake. Oh. And a white woman.
We have three here.
Sure.
I like it. You're a man, darling.
Please. I know. He's pointing at you three.
There you go.
Good. All right. Mariah. Whatever, though. Margaret.
Where am I?
Mahulahan. Where is she?
Mahulahan.
I can't see her from here.
Mahulahan. Wow.
Well, that's like Margaret's last name. Hulahan.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Mahulahan.
Hot lips.
Appreciate it. Yeah, hot. See? I even gave you a nickname.
Thanks.
Look at the generosity. So as we... As you may remember from the first show, and those of you that were around since then, really get a life.
For the fucking reason.
It's been 3 years.
We appreciate
the quality ain't going up.
Yeah. We're limboing our way through a podcast.
We're at the Wendy Wilson of this shit. What's your name?
Wendy Carney.
Wilson. Oh, good.
No, the low talent one.
Oh. Yeah.
The low talent of that crowd.
Yeah. Sure.
So we always bitch about people not knowing why there's pride and blah, blah, blah. That was the name of So what are you proud of? What, you know, in the immortal words of Pineapple Head, whose name, Heather Smalls, who sang, "What Have You Done Today to Make Yourself Proud," is the theme from Queer as Folk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what is it that you're proud of? What are you most proud of in this, the opening salvo, if you will, of Pride 2000, the year of our Lord, let's say 15? How's my math?
I'll allow it.
Okay. Judge's rule? Yes. That was a lot of big words in a drunken sentence.
And they almost made sense.
Mm-hmm.
That this show aside, because of all of the
always go for
people,
the easy mark first.
I'll allow
it. Suck up to that
of
one
all
first.
Because of all the people that we've lost.
Just Ryan Seacrest and
fucking Fikes in 3 years. We didn't always have a computer to write on back in the day.
Well, I used to write on paper. You want me to get
sure,
it?
Yeah. So
remember when
I would have to say. Trying to learn more, to be more emoji-esque.
So you want to be a big steaming pile of
poo
/ ice cream.
No, but really trying to, I am proud of the show, Jenny. But trying to,
I thought she called you Mamie.
No,
she did say Marnie.
Because
yeah. Mamie's my new
more,
favorite.
Not tolerant, because it's not the right word, but just more understanding.
No, we've been tolerating each other for a long time.
A long
You're good at that.
Fucking
yeah.
Time, yeah. But trying to understand different people in their daily lives. I mean, and the things that are the changes that people are going through or whatever it might be. And that doesn't have to be about transgender or anything else, but just in general. I didn't understand what was it that Katie always called her sister?
Drunk?
Morgan?
Nope. Pansexual.
Pansexual.
Like pansexuality.
Sure.
Like these different things and learning all these different terms and different things and being like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, okay. You rambled a bit, but now I'm back on board. Now I know what you're talking about.
Well, I ramble all the time. I'm
Rose.
So
you're proud of your broadened horizons.
Proud of the broad I am is really what it is.
Yeah. No, that yeah. Now I get you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you went a long time and didn't land on a pork roast. So what's it called? Chili cook-off.
I know. I left that alone. I was trying to leave that alone.
Pork roast.
2004. Wow. Three.
It sounds like a contest. It's a pork roast. No.
Chili
not so
cook-off.
Much. D's nuts. No, I get you.
No.
All right.
No.
Maybe a written answer later to clarify will help. But
it's fine.
Your moonshine and my champagne mixed up somewhere, and made that make sense.
That's what I'm gonna go with.
I feel like I'm saying the same thing, but in a maybe more direct, succinct way.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
Any amount of words used fewer than she did, you got more succinct.
Okay, wait. So, Aaron, the question is, like, we just had Pride here this week, and our opening week, our question was, instead of just bitching about how there's so many people wandering around Pride that don't understand, like, what the struggle was, what the fight is, and bitching about all that stuff, like, just state, as Heather Smalls is singing behind us, like, what have you done to make yourself proud? Like, what are you proud of in this community, in this lifetime, in this wherever your circle is?
Sure.
Because I seem to have left the community for a good meal and a shift.
It's all right. I would say that I'm proud of being, like, actively part of the community. I mean, granted, I'm performing a very important service in that I'm putting vodka into a glass.
Can't think of a better one.
For the most part. But not only that, you know what, I do occasionally, you know, show up to the volunteer thing, and I have not only the gay community, but my local community with, mm-hmm. you know, families and kids and everything. And I'm actually just really proud of the fact that I show up and I'm part of it, and I'm involved, you know, because it's so easy to be at home and watch TV and mind your business and not...
You're out of words now.
Oh, look at bitchy.
I know, but mine are actually going somewhere in complete sentences, so...
These are... They're not free-range words like you used.
Just keep sending pictures.
No, it really is, and we see it more and more and more, and, like, I see it in my own neighborhood. Like, I have neighbors I've never ever laid eyes on. Literally next door to me. You know, but I'm out in the community that I'm in, not my street, because fuck those bitches.
Fuck yeah. They won't,
I'm not knocking on their door. But I'm out in the communities that I'm part of, and I'm visible, and I'm part of them, and, you know, I'm just representing whatever it is that I represent, because God only knows, sometimes it's handsome young men.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Turns out I'm a handsome young man. But yeah, being part of, and not just sitting at home and minding my own business and only taking care of me.
Sure.
And yeah, that would be go. That's my answer.
Very good.
So, yeah.
There's that. I would pray echo the same sentiment you have. One of the things I'm very proud of, not only, hey, 3 years this week we've done this show, and I mean, we didn't know what we were getting into when we started. Proud of that. I'm very proud of the fact that in the 20 plus years that I've been in this community, I have managed to make a name for myself as a trusted person, a go-to person for certain things, and people remember me for good things. Like, if you've moved away for 10 years, I always get somebody who says, I can always, when I come to town,
you're
I can
still
always,
in that chair.
I can always count
still
on you being
on the
here.
Patio at Charlie's.
or with the younger, you know,
we peed on that.
Or the younger ones who come back and they're like, you know, I remember you when I first came out, and you were, it was comfortable because I knew you, and like, you were funny, and I always knew that I could go to you or whatever, you know,
sure.
Any of that, it's just nice to know that I have a good name and a good reputation. I'm very proud of that. I've come from, you know, a small town in Missouri, and I didn't know what the hell I was ever going to do. And here I come to a larger city, which a lot of people say is not a big city, but to me, it's
fifth largest in the country.
A perfectly sized city for what I need it for.
I keep it small by keeping it to 4 square blocks.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, I don't go to the whole peripheral. No.
Yeah, no.
But no, I'm very proud of that. I think a lot of good things have come out. I mean, I've learned a lot. I've had my lessons, and I've done my stupid stuff. But I think in general, it's all turning out okay. Again, haven't killed anybody yet, so I think that's a thumbs up.
There's still time.
No matter what color emoji it's going to be a thumbs up for me.
That's right. Anyway,
I'm going to start using the vaguely tan ones.
Exactly. Sure. Vaguely ethnic.
Once you change them, I don't believe you can change them back.
That's good.
Perky.
Yeah, because once you go black.
You never go back.
I think mine as I get older is more about workplace. I've even in the most mundane of jobs, I have been out at the workplace to let people know you work with a gay person. And now, like, last October when gay marriage was passed here, and there's a couple of people that I actually ask personal questions of. There's a gay couple across the way, Canadian Americans. That when gay marriage was passed, I was out of town, but they had a big party at work for these two women who were, even though I had never heard them express a desire to be married, it was just assumed, like, marriage is legal, you've been together forever, you became American citizens together, marriage is the next step. and I got the text from everybody, like, what should we do? What should we do? What should we do? And I'm like, we, like, here's two out women, a couple, marriage has been legal. There's no one arguing about, like, pros or cons, a Republican or Democrat. Like, this is legal. We have two friends. And I think that's a part of, like, the workplace thing. Like, be out where you work.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most...
It breaks down a lot of barriers and fears because they realize, you know, the prejudice that's there. And then you're like, you realize I'm
right,
gay and I then, do every fucking thing you do.
And then part two of that is always you have to be a little bit better at your job than everyone else does if you're going to play that card. Like, if you want to be out and proud, then make sure you're good at what you do.
Yeah, keep your shit together.
If you're a total cunt, being out and proud is a disservice to everyone, to everyone involved. Right. But I have to tell you, I'll say this. One of my dearest friends, and I consider him like a younger brother, a couple years ago, he introduced me to his new love, and we were talking about marriage and everything, and he went from a job that he felt was very important for what it did. He's a pharmaceutical IT tech, and he worked at a job that he felt was important for what the company he worked for did. He thought it was an important thing to do. And then he had to change jobs because that company went one way, he went the other, things changed. And he had to take a new job, and in the interview, he said, Al would tell me that I have to be out to you. Like, I have a partner, we're engaged, we're going to be married. And he made it part of his interview. Like, if you have a problem with a gay employee that's about to marry another man, then we need to get that out of the way now. And he, like, presented that to me as, like, here's what I did today because of you telling me, like, you have to be out where you work. And I love that story. That
is a good story. Mm-hmm. By telling, did he really mean shrieking?
No, if you meet him,
he didn't say it like Al would say it.
Did he exactly, say it like
most other people in my life. When you met them, you'd be like, "Really? This? You're friends with this one?"
You're so cute.
But it was very nice to hear. But he made it a part of his interview. It's like, I have to tell you, like, I'm in a relationship with a man, and we're about to be married. So make your peace with God. He's in Massachusetts, which is the first state to do it. So it really was. Oh no, he's in Connecticut now. But I mean, it was a big deal to me that I was the inspiration for that. Like, that was.
Two things. Did he get the job?
Of course he did. Sure. He's very good at what he does. Because, again, you have to be very good at what you do to be an asshole.
Well, for sure. Or was he happy that he did it?
Very happy.
Good.
Because he's about to be married, and, you know, that has to come
up. Pain in the ass to hide that.
Yeah.
Right. And one of his things was, I'm going to bring a significant other around to events.
To the Christmas party,
Christmas party, and you will address him as not my friend, but this is my...
Husband. Boyfriend, whatever.
Right, and now it can be husband. Because I swear to God, we cannot get off that partner word fast enough. Because your cop story, when you said his partner suggested he'd spray paint his hair pink, I'm like, are they lovers?
No, just
because. But no, work partner. When you hear partner, it's a euphemism now for something awful. Oh, a candle.
Alrighty, kids, we are celebrating 3 years this week of the show. Thank you all for being with us and joining us because it's really, really nice to be with you every week as we do from Studio C. We'll be here every week, as long as you let us. We will leave you with our parting words of... We will see you next Tuesday!
Thank you!
You've been listening to The Show on Q Talk America.